Blog Talk Radio.
Jumpers are really in right now, and especially shorts for summer, and it's just really versatile. The open toe is great for day and for night, and you need a double stack for some of the time in your wardrobe. The vertical stripes are always a girl's best friend. The zipper can make it a little sexy if you want to unzip it a little bit.
I love it. This is definitely my pick for the Hall of Style.
You don't have to live in Hollywood to get celebrity looks. Happy hunting, and thanks for walking the Hall of Style. I love shopping at shopflick.com. I can find all of my looks there. My looks today are going to be for my date night look. I'm Davita Hall, and you're walking the Hall of Style. You can get these Kardashian picks right here, right now on shopflick.com.
I have a lot of respect for him, and God bless his father. He passed away. Jim Morosella, Chanko Terra, Rick Flair, myself, we started in the Midwest, Minnesota. Then, Jay, fact, Michael Jackson. I respect Michael Jackson, but I don't respect that Lola, son of a bitch. I wish I see him soon. I suppress him. I couldn't even come in a clutch. I fuck his ass, make him humble. Ha! Tough!
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. All anyone wants to talk about this week is Casey Anthony. I don't get it. In China, you know what they do when you kill your daughter? They give you a free haircut. Nothing more, nothing less. Here's the show.
I like it.
Wow. Most accurate Chuck Landington.
Yeah.
I got my free haircut in China.
So wait, you killed your daughter?
Yeah, but we don't talk about her on the show.
Abortions don't count.
Because abortion's not a right, it's a meal.
Oh.
Yum. Mm.
Welcome to the live cast, everyone. We have a great show for you today. We have no guests. Fuck the guests, it's just us.
Yeah, this is the first time.
Saying that the stream sounds terrible.
Well, it sounds good on our end. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. I guess, except for Rob's computer sound.
No, but, like, based on the, like, when you hear it on the archive, it's going to sound normal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the stream.
deal with
this,
it.
We're just trying out Justin.tv just this 1 week, seeing how it goes.
Justin is not working out for us, it seems.
Just failed.
Yeah.
Justin is not. He's not the one.
Why not?
Well, because I feel like we're cheating them. They should have proper audio when they're listening live because they're making an effort.
Oh,
it's true.
We need the proper audio modulation.
I just paused the stream, so it's great. Now they can't hear anything.
Great.
Why did you do that?
It's okay. I'm just going to raise the input volume for them.
Why?
So that they could hear it better.
It's not the volume.
But in the meantime, they think that the whole thing's broken and they're all closing the window.
I know. It's crazy. Time Welcome back, there. Streamers.
Well, now they have that 1 minute of ads.
Oh, well.
Let's just stall for a minute.
Fuck the dead air.
Isn't every episode basically 2 hours of stalling? How would the next minute be?
No, we have a music break, too.
Oh, well, that's double stalling. That's a super stall.
That's a stall so we can get to the next stall.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a stall for our stalling. It's a double stall.
So we could make a poo-poo.
A stall square.
Sid can go to the stall.
That's right. Mm. I had a pre-show dump today, so hopefully
How's that going?
We're all good.
It was rough, man.
It took him a long time.
Yeah, because I felt like I had to poop real bad, but then I sat down and nothing happened for like 10 minutes. And then finally... Maybe I might have just been a little, because it was quiet in here, and I felt like Rob and Noah could hear me through the door, so I didn't want to like start straining
Your asshole was tightening up.
But yeah, then after 10 minutes, I'm like, fuck this.
Do you generally poop before leaving to come here, or do you
poop I poop all day? Throughout the day, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, I ate a half of a hero sandwich before he was done shitting.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, he was in there before I got here. I got in, put my stuff in the fridge, sat down, ate half a hero sandwich.
And I had already been in there a few minutes before he even showed up.
Is it toxic in there now?
No, I used the poopery. I made sure to ask Noah beforehand if the poopery
I
was
I sprayed the poopery in the toilet bowl for him.
Yes. And then I sprayed some Glade afterwards or whatever
That's
that
nice
was.
Of you.
So I pooped good. Before I came to meet you guys for dinner. And you know how sometimes when you poo and it doesn't come out all the way, but you don't realize it, so when you wipe, you just smear it all over your ass?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually with me, except I realize it, but I have no choice. It just stops after
a while.
But it
must be difficult for you because you probably have hair in between your ass crack.
Yeah.
I just want to mention that is the worst.
Yep.
When you get a piece of toilet paper stuck in your ass hair.
And you pull.
Oh,
well, you got to get another and you wipe.
It's like a toilet paper.
Yeah, but some of it just clings onto the hair.
I've never had it stay refuse to come off.
Yes, and then I basically have to go and take a shower.
Your hair like a Brillo pad?
I have curly ass hairs.
Okay.
So
baby wipes work well.
I do use baby wipes. That's why I use them because
African-American.
What?
From the waist down, you're African American.
What does
racist,
that have to do
John.
With? So, African Americans use baby wipes?
No,
you're
talking about
your
penis
hair.
Size.
When you spread your ass, it's like that guy from Kid and Play. A flat top of ass hair coming
out. Yeah, we're going to go get some flash slimmies today.
No, but I am a huge
Jerry curl.
I'm a huge advocate of the baby wipes. Of the wet, the
You've
wet
turned
wipes.
Me on to the wet wipes.
It's so strange to me that you use them first. Like, shouldn't you use dry and
then...
No,
dry, wet, dry.
Yeah, dry,
no,
wet.
No, you use the wet.
Yeah.
No, you use
dry,
the wet,
wet
to get
dry.
All the...
Because
no,
then you
I do wet,
no.
I do wet,
out.
Wet, and then a dry to,
no.
You know, wipe everything down.
I disagree with that, because there's always a big chunk of shit that you have to take out.
Yeah, you take it out with the wet.
I take that out with the dry.
Scoop it out.
No, because then it intermingles with the wet, and it goes all around.
It makes everything sloppy.
It's all right. It's all right. You just wash it down.
But you're getting it on your cheeks and stuff.
I'm a pretty accurate asswipe. I'm not getting
sir,
it.
Sir, I disagree with you.
Did you just say you're an accurate asswipe?
Asswiper.
Oh.
I'd agree with the latter. With the wet one, you don't, like, pull a chunk, and then when you... go to fold it, you throw it on, you know, like it falls off the
and
wet paper.
You can
and...
ruin your sewage system.
Yeah.
No, they're like really, they're not that thick.
No,
the paper.
Well, with baby wipes,
no.
It's just like toilet paper.
Yeah,
it's like
no, they
toilet
just,
paper.
It's slightly,
but
yeah.
I feel like if you use a bunch of it, because you can't just use one.
Listen,
one
if
thing.
My toilet can handle my shit, it can handle
you
the baby
You did
wipe.
Blow up Sweden.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sweden did have pretty shitty plumbing.
Yeah, they're in the dark ages, man.
No, they're actually... way ahead of us technologically, I feel.
I don't know.
Have you been there?
Except for the plumbing.
No.
Except for the plumbing's a little weird. That's the only the only thing that's a little
You're
off.
Biased because you have been there. That's the problem.
You're right.
there any countries you haven't crapped in?
I feel so dirty saying that.
Plenty of countries. I've only crapped in a select amount of countries.
What's on the top of your list of countries to crap in next?
That's tough. I've always wanted to take a crap in Russia. Or, no, in Australia, so I could see everything going the other way. I guess it could be anywhere.
You can eat chocolate, and then it looks like chocolate's coming out of your ass.
It could be in Brazil.
Nice.
I've pooped in Russia.
Or Chile.
Well,
I
want to
crap in Fiji.
In Brazil, you can just poop on a hot girl's face because they're all into that.
Oh.
And the girls have penises.
In Brazil, they have all those like random homeless kids. You could probably poop on one of them for like a dollar.
Is that a thing that like Brazil's
known for? I feel
like
all all the dirty porn that I've seen are million girls.
Scat porn. It's left Germany and Japan and went to Brazil.
Yeah, Sean knows a lot about
Isn't
the
Isn't that where Two Girls, One Cup came from?
True.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Two Girls, One Cup came from Brazil.
Yeah.
I learned that today.
By the way, you can give us a call.
Before you got here or right now?
Yeah, I Googled that before.
The second time it's come up today.
It's a coincidence. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
You can give us a call and tell us about your black tranny poop stories.
Why did they have to be black?
Yeah, why did you bring color into it?
I think he meant black poop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The poop is going to be black.
Brown.
I think he thinks African-American pornography is extreme.
Yeah.
The number to dial is 646.
You know, you got Mr. Marcus tapes.
Sid, now you please give the number.
Hanging with Mr. Pooper.
646-929-1357.
That's Yay.
It, right? That's
Thank
not
you.
Rob's number?
No. Now, Sean, you give the number.
What?
Seven.
Oh, I spoiled it.
646 and some shit. It's on the website. It's
I'm
not
too
on the
cool.
You're too cool.
I'm too cool.
You don't care. You don't have to care.
Why do I need to know I'm here? I'm living
it. You got such attitude.
But why do I need to know, ever?
Well, if you ever want to make it past 14th Mike, Sean, you're gonna have to
go. The only number he knows, 14.
That's 77. That's all I need to know. I don't need to shit.
All right, we have someone that's calling us.
Shlomo.
No, not Shlomo.
It's 631. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, I'm Sean from Long Island.
Hello, Sean from Long Island.
We were in Long Island over the weekend. Were you there?
No, I actually just got back from London.
Oh, yeah?
We were not in London.
How were the toilets in London? Yeah, I like the toilets.
The toilets were shit. That's what I was going to tell you about. They were really weak.
Did you blow up their sewage system as well?
Maybe.
What were you doing
But I also wanted to say, Rob, dude, those wet wipes are seriously the shit. They're the best.
Yeah.
Not intended.
Wet wipe nation. Let's start it.
I have an idea
Which
for brand metal injection.
Do you use? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Brand? I don't have any particular brand.
No brand loyalty.
Brand loyalty.
Charmin, yeah.
Well, no, for the wet wipes. They don't make Charmin.
Baby wipes.
The baby
wipes.
Oh,
they got them, baby.
Yeah,
right next to the toilet.
My drugstore is very limited supply.
I go to the Duane Reade.
I don't have a Duane Reade. I just have a shitty Walgreens.
Well,
I just buy whatever's the cheapest.
Charmin has a double pack. So you can go through them, and then you realize, oh, my fuck, there's no more. There's another prepackaged package just sitting there.
Oh, you know what else you can do? Buy two packs.
It's more expensive that way.
Who's the real Jew here?
Sid, what was your idea?
Costco, they sell those giant packages of them, like giant boxes.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like a thing of diapers, like just giant.
Yeah. When I'm at a wet wipe, it's like code blue. It's like the worst.
Cold
I gotta
brown.
Leave. I gotta leave immediately and go.
Especially
get
code red.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Have you ever like started wiping and then you realized you didn't have enough to finish?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
I hate that.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
But I might.
That's when you got to bring the paper towels into play.
No, or Kleenex.
Oh,
or your boxers.
The whole house, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Or a girlfriend.
Oh yeah, if she's hungry.
Lick it up. I guess you could always just take a shower.
Lick it up. No kiss lyrics, please. So my idea, I don't know if you want to have this be something on Metal Injection or its own separate site, which you could call whereyoucrappin.com or whereyoupoopin, and people could just, like you know how in Foursquare you check in? People could just check in wherever they poop. And then you could also, like, rate, like if you're in a public restroom.
There's actually, there's an iPhone app called Sit or Squat.
But doesn't that just show you places where you can poop or doesn't have
Yes, but there's also reviews and ratings.
I always had that idea since I was a little kid. To make a review, like a Yelp for
bathroom. Honestly, that is the most useful application.
It's actually so...
Although I've never actually put it to use.
I've had that idea for so long that it was before the internet. Like I had the idea to make it like a pamphlet.
Like a Zagat's.
Yeah, like every month put out a new, like a newsletter saying what the newest, the best places to shit are. in each.
Because what if everyone finds it and it's shit on the floor?
Well, all right, so it would be updated, but now we have the internet, so it's instantaneous. Yeah. Someone would see that shit and review it.
I'd rather just see a real-time capture of how many people are shitting at this moment and where they are.
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
I'm sure it with the application, you could
create
an API and a visualizer.
So you can see it's like it pulses. Like
there should also be a
different...
poop hall of fame. So if you take a really good one.
That's Rate My Poo right there. Someone put it
in
the
chat room.
Oh,
yeah. Rate My Poo. Somewhere.
But that's too much. That's
old school. That was around when I was in college.
Yeah,
me and Sid would always talk about how if we were ever rich, we would open a premium toiletry. Yes.
We must have discussed this on the show before, right?
I think we might have,
Urban
the
Sherman
joint in the...
Yeah, like that. Yeah,
the
that's
German joint in Times Square where you can go in and shit.
But all over the place.
But it would be like, yeah, you would pay
shit
like
all over the place.
Urban outshitters.
No, no. That, we're gonna call
hanging
the,
with Mr. Pooper.
The Royal Flush.
Yeah, you had a few names for it. I remember.
No, the Royal Flush. It's like it gives off a little class there. It would be in a nice cursive font.
You should link up with Poopery.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we would get toilet paper sponsors. We would get wet wipe sponsors. I mean, we get the whole shebang.
Hey, sorry. No, who do we have on the phone? I forgot what his name is.
Sean.
Sean.
Long Island.
Yeah. Sean. I just want to ask, do you guys check before you flush?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Of course.
Of course.
One thing I hate about my new toilet is, well.
It's too far from your roommate to yell, come here and check it out.
Yes, that too. Can you stop finishing my sentences, Sean?
No.
I'll just turn his mic
and,
off.
Oh, thank you, Noah.
No,
she
meant your mic.
Oh, shit. There's like a thing, like a passageway, and the poo falls in the passageway, so I never get an accurate read.
Oh, that's like a perfect dive, I feel.
Yeah. I can never get an accurate read of how much, like, sometimes I'm like, wow, that was huge.
You need to set up a camera right inside.
Can I just see the tail?
I think it's a ghost poopy.
Like, Noah, the poop falls in the passageway. That's the name of the episode. Write it down now.
Okay, Rob, you write it down.
Where is that from?
The eagle has
landed.
Just said
that.
What I hate about my toilet is that the water is low now, so all the time there's like the poop just stains the toilet bowl, and even after flushing, it still stays there. I'm like, what the fuck?
You need to aim your asshole more into the water.
You put your feet up.
Shitting all over the sides of the bowl? What are you doing?
You know,
sitting on an angle?
I'm messy.
You're
like
straddling
trail
the bowl?
Down the sides where...
I like to draw pictures with my poop.
Like an Etch-a-Sketch.
On the wall.
It's like at work sometimes. Like every other day I go into one of the stalls to take a dump and there's like all skid marks on the side of the bowl. I've never in my life taken a shit like this. I don't understand. Like, how do you leave? And sometimes there's skid marks like under the water.
It's more
like how does...
I do that.
If I've
comes
never
out
done that in
no,
my life.
Such a velocity.
It's the consistency.
It's what, yeah, and when you flush, the poo is so big that it doesn't flush, so it rubs against the wall.
I've taken mammoth
yours.
Shits, but I've never done that in my life.
Can I just say, and I never do this at home, because the constitution of the bowl is different. So the same place I sit at home,
mm-hmm.
it goes in the water, and I do it at, like, say, a public restroom, and I'm not in the same angle, and it touches the part of the bowl that doesn't have water.
Hmm.
Or I shit perpendicular to the tube, and then when I flush, it has to... bow at the center to fold to go down the hole, and then it just fucking
drag.
All in the.
Maybe
you get drag. You get poo drag.
Maybe Sid takes little rabbit shits.
So I had a period in my life where I did have pebble poops.
Really?
For a while.
Were you sick?
I don't know.
What were you eating?
Whatever. This was during Brooklyn College years.
Hmm.
So I was eating whatever you guys were eating.
But if you shit all day,
Taco Bell.
Does that mean your shits are on the smaller end?
Sometimes.
No. How many times a day do you shit?
Sometimes I have these shits where, like, I'm like, uh-oh, I really have to go right now. And I run to the bathroom, pull down my pants, and then it's just, like, an explosion of shit, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, 2 seconds. And then, like, an hour later, I'm like, oh,
here we go
again.
That's all my shits, because I never, ever go to the bathroom until I'm on DEFCON 1. Like, I absolutely have to go.
Really?
Is it always an explosive shit? Or
no, it's not always explosive, but it's always
right out
and done, and I wipe.
Oh, no.
2 minutes.
Sometimes I have a nice 15-minute...
Well, I never understood that. Why do you do that? Why do you go 15 minutes before it comes out?
No. I mean, I start.
Catch up on reading.
That long, yeah.
No, I'm not like sitting there waiting for it to come out.
Well, you
I'm just
force
shitting
it out?
For 15 minutes.
But
wait,
really? Continuously?
Not continuously. Like,
it's a slow poop.
Never happened.
And then like, oh, I got some more. Yeah, getting it all out.
I don't
and
know.
Then you feel like you lost like 10 pounds.
Go ahead.
I'm trying myself to shit fast, so if you have to shit someone's house, you can pretend that you took a piss.
Yeah, that's right. A good point.
I don't. I like enjoying my shit. Like,
yeah.
I'll spend 45 minutes in the bathroom.
I can't
do
that.
I'll have too much shit to do.
And then usually in the morning, like on the weekends, if I have breakfast and then I have coffee, like I'll have two rounds. Like, I'll just sit on the toilet, I'll go on my laptop, I'll do my thing, and then like 20 minutes later it'll happen all over again.
But you leave the bathroom in between.
No,
right?
I stay in the bathroom.
I don't understand
I'll
that.
I'll paint
like,
my toes. I'll do my nails.
While you're
my
in the bowl?
Bathroom is always my favorite room in
Have
the
you
house.
Ever finger fucked yourself while pooping?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this.
I've rubbed it.
She doesn't
maybe.
Finger pop. She only because
it was you that said
that
you jerked off while you shit, right?
No.
That was true.
I never stuck my finger in there.
I have never jerked off while shitting.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you? All right, now.
Sure. You got to focus too. You got to focus on two different
yeah.
things. It's hard.
Rob, watch this. I got a follow-up question.
Go on. All
right. So, do you normally insert your finger when you're masturbating, or you don't ever, or you do it, or
you,
and
you're like
you
a
just,
DJ?
I don't really like to because. Of like germs and stuff.
That's fine. No, but my reason I'm asking is because I was saying like, do you only not do that while you're shitting, because it's gross. Because
well,
you said you don't.
I'm
do
not.
It while
I'm not into getting fecal matter into my vagina.
Okay.
Like I wouldn't let a guy do me in the butt and then
with a frozen turd.
Do me in the vagina after.
No A to V.
No
okay.
A to V.
Okay.
V to A.
But V to A is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that rhymes.
We should put that on a shirt.
I'm going to read this
okay.
this comment. The fastest shit I've taken was when I needed to catch my train from Penn to Albany. It was like 2 minutes away, and I ran all the way from the bottom floor to TGI Fridays to dump.
Why didn't you shit on the train?
Why didn't you just shit on the train? Good question.
You didn't know there was a toilet.
But that's impressive. I've had those like shits where I'm like 10 blocks away, and I just sprint, and you get to your house, and everything's like slow motion, like a movie, and like shit. You know, 2 seconds left, and you turn around and get your ass down just in time.
But why is it, like, how does your ass know? Because whenever I'm out and I feel like I have to poop, I can hold it in. But then when I get closer to my house, it just gets more and more intense. Like, how does my ass know?
You
got to
like, cross your legs and your body just bows at the center.
No, you're, like, squeezing your butt cheeks and holding your butt with the other hand.
I think it's because your body's using all its resources to hold it as much as you possibly can. And then when it knows, your brain consciously knows you're within range. Everything just collapses.
I think peeing's the same way. Like, I'll be out drinking all night and, like, oh, wow, I didn't even go to the bathroom at this bar the whole time. But then, like, a block from my place, I'm like, oh, fuck, we got to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always feel like the last 15 seconds, like, when you're unbuttoning, you're like, oh, my God, it's going to burn.
You can't, like, totally focus on holding it at that moment. You've got to focus on, like, sitting down or whatever. So it takes concentration.
Got to shit bad.
It feels so good, though. I love it.
But I hate having to hover. I hate it. Because, like, I can't do the pile up paper on the thing. I do the hover.
I don't do any of that. My OCD does not affect me. Yeah. No, I just don't. I just
Darren
wipe
just
it down.
Darren just shits in his pants.
I wipe it down. Yeah. Well, sometimes. No,
it doesn't matter. Like, someone, like, you're at, like, a dingy bar and there's, like, a centimeter
well, Darren
of piss
really
on the ground.
I don't really go to bars,
that's
but
part
I,
of the reason.
I if it's that bad,
that's why he doesn't go.
If it's that bad, I would squat, but that's hardly ever happened to me. Like I can tolerate a pretty nasty. Like I if there's piss on it, I wipe it down with a paper and I just sit. I don't think about it.
Oh, okay.
I wipe it with the paper though.
You don't even
I feel like that's not. I don't know. For some reason, now that I'm actually thinking about it, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that's like really gross.
It is gross, yeah, but I
like,
block. I know that
it just freaks me out.
I know that it's irrational grossness, so I block it out of my mind. Like that being, there's no contact with your bloodstream there.
Yeah.
Or anything, you know,
Penn and Teller bullshit. They did an episode on that and proved that you get nothing. There's
no. Well, yeah, no. Actually, in that same episode, they talked about
seats.
An airplane toilet, airplane like or airport toilet is cleaner than the one at your house because it gets cleaned like 4 or 5 times a day, and you clean it what once a week.
Yeah,
I clean mine like 3 times a week.
Hmm. You just get messy or something?
I told you, it leaves skin marks.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
She does a lot of bathroom.
Sometimes Jenny comes over and just makes her do it just for fun.
No.
Clean your bathroom, boy.
I'm not a boy.
Shut up.
Put your hair back.
I'm just a clean person.
You have a boy's name, close enough.
I do have to say, totally off, not off topic from the Jennings statement, but off topic from the poo. When we were at her house over the weekend, when me and Vanessa stayed over, and then we were going to leave the next morning, we're like, do you need help cleaning all this shit up and whatnot? And she's like, no, I'll probably just get a boy to come over.
So matter of factly.
Yeah. Fantastic.
No, don't worry. I'll just
see, if she was cool, she would have had some of those boys over when we were all there, like serving us food and shit.
No, she doesn't want us interacting with
her.
Yeah. That would have been hilarious,
don't
though.
Don't talk to the animals.
She doesn't want us blowing up her spot, I'm sure.
Like that scene in Bruno with the human furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she should have had some human furniture for us to use.
She didn't want to show off, you know.
Yeah.
Who sat on it? Paula Abdul? Was there?
Yeah, I think so.
It's so gay.
Yeah, but
that was awesome. We all went to Jenny's house.
Oh, I'm thinking of Bruno.
On Saturday. And I got very, very stoned. And swam in a pool.
Oh, yeah.
Eating a lot of food.
There's Facebook footage of Rob shirtless cannonballing.
Hey, ladies.
There was a picture of you, Sid, relaxing by
the... Yeah, me and Sean. That got a lot of Facebook feedback when Noah posted that.
This is what I didn't understand.
By the turnout to the
Everyone basically said, I've never seen Sid before. Aren't you in all these behind-the-scenes?
He's always shooting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in it sometimes, at least. How
but
can
I mean,
you just turn it
half
to?
These people are my Facebook friends,
yeah.
So they see me. I feel like a year ago there was like a whole wave of, wait, that's what Sid looks like? Oh, he seems so scrawny on the show. And then now it's like all of a sudden it's happening again. And you're like, where... Come
wait,
on, guys,
you don't
up.
You don't look scrawny in the pictures? What do you mean?
No, in the picture he looked like a Michael Chiklis.
He looked like he was built, because I guess
like
of the way he was sitting. So
I've got defined
calf
calves,
muscles.
And that was all that was
and no, and because he was kind of like reclining, his belly was flattened,
okay.
And he looked like...
But wouldn't that make
like
me look scrawnier?
No, because the width, like it went towards width, and it just looked like muscle.
The gravity pulled his gut down.
Yeah.
So it looked like John Candy was sitting with Michael Chiklis over here, like, because my gut was out, and then it was just...
You're not as handsome as John Candy.
You don't look like
that. Oh, John Goodman? Is John Goodman better?
You're not as handsome as John Goodman.
Bob Vila? Bob
Vila? The other day.
Bob Vila.
You look like the guy on the brawny.
You look like the guy.
If he had AIDS.
No. Sean looks.
Minus the lesion.
Sean looks like the singer of Eve 6.
If he had a mustache. I think
and
he had
a
chin strap, I think.
Or like Chuck Norris with AIDS.
Chuck Norris with AIDS also works, yeah.
Or
no, the
like
brawny
kind of
Ron.
80s Chuck Norris.
Okay.
Yeah. You have that 80s Chuck Norris beard going.
What about like a Louis C.K. with hair?
Louis Anderson.
With AIDS.
Louis C.K. with AIDS.
And
Louis Anderson.
Well, not for long.
No, not Louis C.K. with AIDS. Louis C.K. if he had a baby with Moby.
Yes, I like
that's
it.
That's true.
Louis
no, but he's
C.K.
pale.
Moby.
What does that do? What does that mean?
No, Moby because Moby's bald and he's a little bit more.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, but okay.
He's hipper.
Yeah, he's a tiny little guy.
Couldn't you have gone for like the Midnight Oil lead singer or
something?
No. Who even knows who that
is? I know who that is.
How do we sleep when our beds are burning?
They used to do impromptu concerts in front of the buildings owned by oil companies. And nobody cared.
Oh my God, the lead singer of Midnight Oil.
It's like, hey, it's an Australian U2. Oh, it was like those 2 minutes when Australia was interesting, like when Crocodile Dundee was out.
Was,
and they were like the band.
I thought the Midnight Oil singer always looked like the guy from The Hills Have Eyes.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Or a bull on Night Court.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, I see that.
Taco Grinder in the chat says, Sid looks like the lead singer from Smash Mouth.
No,
how dare you?
You got a chin strap? Just a chin strap?
No. Stop.
You're just trying to insult
him. Offensive.
Could you just shave your mustache for just like 1 week and just have that?
I've had that before, I think.
No.
I've known you, but I've had it, I think.
I have to admit, when I first met Sid, you looked nothing, because I heard your voice way before I met you, and you had another show. On the BCR channel when we were doing our show.
Uh-huh.
So I listened to you and Lonnie do a show together, and then I met you. You look completely different.
What were you
from
expecting?
I thought you were like tall, with like long hair. I thought you were like a punk rocker, basically.
Punk rockers don't have long hair.
No, yeah, but like not maybe more like a hardcore guy. I thought maybe you were like a hardcore-ish guy by your personality.
All right, fair enough.
You were pretty like. I shouldn't
very
say
tough.
You like I'm adding punk in because I know that about you, but
I don't want my look to reflect any of that stuff. I want to be a complete mystery. If you just see me, you wouldn't know what type of dude I was.
It works. Did you have hair then when I met
not
you?
Not much more than I do now.
Yeah, no. Sid never had hair in all
my
hair.
My hairline started receding in high school.
Oh, really? Yeah, mine
born
too.
Like this.
Basically.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody thought I was a big fat fuck. Well, just wait. Just give it a couple of months.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
He's coming.
He's only a few 12 packs away.
Yeah.
Sean is very tall and, like, not very tall, but a tall, lean guy, but with a gut. He has no fat anywhere.
Yeah,
else.
I look like a lowercase B. Then we went with some skinny on top, and then I just got a gut and some love handles.
But women don't mind the gut if it's distributed only to your gut. If you're a skinny guy, it's not a turnoff.
Yeah, because you can suck it in. I do suck it in on a constant daily basis.
Women like that too.
Mm-hmm. My fat has found other places to store itself besides
on your dick.
Yeah, sure. He was going self-deprecating route, but all right.
But yes, everyone, I have a fat dick.
Yeah.
Fat dick.
It's only 5 inches long, but it weighs 70 pounds. All girth.
It's like a tuna can. Wider than it is long.
It's like a can of Foster's.
We're going to take some phone calls. Who wants to open up Rob's tuna can?
It's Australian for dick, mate.
We're going to go to phones. Where?
I think he was just saying,
if anybody wants to open my tuna can, call us up, 646.
If anyone wants to make tuna salad.
Oh, there you go, the phone.
If anyone ever does that, just say sorry,
well,
Charlie.
I didn't even give out the whole number. We can't even get to any of these because the lines are just so full right now. But if you want to try to call, if you don't get a busy signal, the number is 646-929-1357.
Okay.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Good thing our phone number didn't change.
Of course not.
Sydney, I'll put a bet to you.
Okay.
Or no, if you shave just your mustache, I'll shave everything but the mustache.
Yeah, but Sean wants to shave his face.
Yeah.
No, I don't really want to. Because I feel like I'd look like a 14-year-old boy with a mustache.
We're not even.
You should just shave.
But I think for the sense of humor, for the
no
sense of comedy, it'd be.
Nothing. Just clean shaven.
Clean shaven?
So you look
younger.
12.
Like, yeah, 12. Yeah.
We've seen Facebook pics of him with that scenario, right?
Really?
I think. Maybe not.
But with a bald head?
No, I haven't seen my chin since senior year of high school. Hmm. Like, I've had, like, chin music and sideburns for a bit, but then I grew the full beard up.
Yeah, I think you guys need to try something new with your facial hairs.
I changed it up for summer.
With me, it's not a style. It's just I'm too lazy to shave that often. That's all.
I've had a beard for like a year now, and I just shaved most of it. I'm like, man, this is a lot of work.
It is.
Having a beard is so easy. You gotta just once a week. You gotta just trim it up.
How often do you have to shave? How often do you shave?
I shave every other day.
Yeah.
Every other day, and you?
Sometimes every day. Like if I'm going somewhere.
Oh my God, you're hairy.
I just want to say to Noah, I agree with you. I have a plan for my facial hair. The reason why I'm not changing it is because I feel like my face is too fat. If
that's not true.
Well, no. With the beard, it doesn't look it. That's why you think that. If I shave the goatee off, my face is very round. And
so this adds definition.
It adds the illusion of definition.
I agree.
But as I lose more weight, I feel like I'm going to trim it little by little. And then eventually get rid of the side thing and then get rid of this completely.
So you're not even going to have a goatee?
No, I'm going to go fully clean shaven.
I think a good collared cape and a monocle would bring your face.
I've always said, Darren, you would look amazing with a collared cape.
I'm glad there's a Doctor Strange kind of thing.
Just a collar.
I was afraid to go that drastic, like in one step, you know, but I may do that now. I thought maybe that was too much of a quiz.
We're learning so much about ourselves today.
Mostly about poop.
And tuna dicks.
Yeah.
But.
Tuna can.
Well, it's just your tuna can
dick.
Could that be the name of the episode, Tuna Dicks?
We've got another candidate.
I can't tuna piano, but I can sure tuna dick.
Do you know, I found out that Rob Halford's favorite type of food is a tuna melt.
Is that right?
Coincidence.
Because he likes tuna dick.
I guess. Rob?
Yes. He loves
Rob
my
Rob.
Tuna dick.
Sydney, I also noticed that you can pull off a custard if you wanted to. If you shaved your chin off.
What's a custard?
It's where
if
a
you
custard
shave the chin
with
off?
No D. It goes from the sideburns down to a beard, up to a mustache, back down to the beard, back
you
to
just
the
just lose the chin.
No chin music.
But
you handlebars?
My whole thing is,
to the side, like, it goes like this.
When I trim, if it's not completely even, I'll be in the bathroom for like half the day, like constantly.
Because you're neurotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I try something like that, I wouldn't be able to leave
the chin off and leave everything as is.
But I'd be like, oh, I think on the left side there's a little bit more than on the right, and it would go on and on, and
suddenly,
eventually
like,
I'd have to shave the whole
thing. Your
sideburns
will be at your temples.
Yeah, exactly. It's happened before.
You know what always happens to me? I do that. I go on one side. I trim. Like, it's fine. I wind up shaving the whole fucking thing off because I'm like, I can't get it.
Yeah, that's I've had.
I've
that
done
before.
That
that's
so many times. I hate that.
But Darren, yours, like the beard is so thin that I feel like it must take you forever to make a straight line.
No, because I have a little tool that does that. It's like a it's for shaving your head, but I use it on my face, and it's like it conforms to the shape of your face, like it's rounded. So
whoa!
You pull it across, and it's like that.
Nice.
Wow.
I think you could stand to have more horizontal lines like Vinnie Paul on the side of your face.
I've tried that. It doesn't, like, I do it wrong. I'd have to go to a professional. Like, I'm sure
a lightning bolt.
You definitely should send Vinnie Paul an email.
Or like a number 23 or something.
Vinnie Paul approves of Darren's facial hair.
Vinnie Paul gives Darren's facial hair 2 thumbs up. I love it. All right.
I feel like also this facial hair makes me look like a little more Spanish, you know, which is one half of my personality that goes completely neglected most of the time. So it's like one little shout out.
Well, except for all the women you pick up.
But they're black mostly. Why do you say pick up? I don't go out and just like go out to
cruise around
street
slowly.
Hey,
speaking of picking women up, no, tell us what happened before we met for dinner tonight.
What happened
when you were walking over to meet me and Rob for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
You were accosted.
Okay, I was walking and a guy asked
me. Let
me
stop you. Was it another yid?
No.
Payas?
The other end of the spectrum.
Did you show someone your tuna can dick?
No, I wasn't wearing my tuna can dick.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was walking and I crossed the street and I was walking next to this guy and he's like, excuse me, miss, can I ask you a question?
Yo, man.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, what would you do if I just started holding your hand right now?
Uh-huh.
What?
So I said,
my rape whistle?
I'd probably be really freaked out. He's like, yeah, you'd be really freaked out, right? And he starts laughing. I was like, yeah, but now since you asked me, it kind of spoils it. So now it'll just be funny.
Yeah. So did
like,
you? Did he do
like,
it?
Well, no, because then I went into the restaurant.
Oh.
He's like, oh, okay, cool. I was just wondering.
That was a terrible pickup line.
That was awful.
No, I mean, he had a girl with him.
What? That doesn't matter.
He was taking
a
woman shopping. I think he was a pimp.
Yeah, he looked sort of pimpish.
And I'm wearing booty shorts.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right before the show.
Wow.
But that was it.
It's very interesting.
Why is it interesting?
I don't know.
I mean, it was slightly better than the ammunition story.
Yeah, there you go.
Or my rabbi story.
Well, tell us an interesting story about a guy trying to pick you up.
What?
Tell us a good one.
I don't have a good one.
It never happens? No.
Tell us about you bashing your skull open this week.
What?
We're all on Facebook and Twitter talking about it. Might as well tell us on
as
the show.
As you can see, I have a hole in my forehead.
Oh,
it's like a little
Harry
Potter scar.
Oh, wow.
What'd you do again?
So Rob came over on Monday, and we were hanging out and smoking and drinking beer the whole day. And then he went home.
He's like, hey, I got this BB gun.
No.
Hey, they won't let me hit you with my tuna, dear.
Yeah. He was doing the little porn move where you tap the dick on the forehead.
Yeah,
but
it's
a tuna
left.
Can.
Yeah. It was open a little.
Watch out for the edges. Danza.
Serrated edge.
Yeah, Rob cut me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what really happened?
Go play with my dad's gun.
So I didn't finish listening to the live cast, so I brought my laptop into the bathroom. And
you were there for 45 minutes.
And my bathroom, after the 45 minutes, my bathroom vanity was open, and it's right above my toilet. So I kneeled down to, like, turn the live cast on and stuff. And then I was like, okay, it's perfect. And then I stood up, and my head went right into the corner of the vanity. I saw stars. Like, it was ridiculous.
Like, then your first reaction was to tweet and Facebook about it?
No, that was the next morning when I woke up and there was a hole in my head.
I was laying on the ground.
Okay, Sean Gresson, who uses Facebook like every hour of his day and quotes
job.
Movies
yeah.
that he looks
got a
up
day
online.
Job, I'm bored.
Do you just have a queue of movie quotes that you
do? Yeah, how do you have
I usually do it's either the one I watched the night before or
so you
if,
watch
or
a movie every night?
No, this is, I'm giving you the breakdown. It's either one I watched the night before, or that weekend, or fucking like something that actually fits something that's going on right then. Like the day after Independence Day, I use one from Independence Day.
Okay. But like, do you save them all up? Like, oh my God, Independence Day is coming up. Like, I gotta use.
No, I just like. Let me look for like, the Independence Day like quotes. Literally, like an idiot savant, best. Like steel trap.
No, you're just an idiot.
Yeah, I want to go that far, but yeah.
So yeah, but no, just like a walking cesspool of pop culture knowledge.
Okay.
Needless stuff I'll never use. It's ridiculous. Mm.
So you put a use to it.
Yeah, it's an outlet.
So
you don't have to read them. I'm not forcing them. I just put them out there. I'm gonna
I'm going to hide all posts by Sean Gresson from now on.
Like, you ever involve yourself on my wall anyways, what does it matter?
Oh,
because I never know.
Is that
know.
A thing? Involving yourself in someone's wall? That's a
yeah,
thing
I just
now?
Made it a thing. I mean, like,
that's
who
right,
cares?
No, you're not active enough on Sean's Facebook wall.
Yeah, what kind of
fun? Yeah, I'm not, like, doing this for other people. It's just like, I just started doing it and I never stopped. That's what I do.
You should start making quotes up to see if people notice. Like, if certain people are like, oh,
no,
my God, that's
notice.
My favorite movie.
Well, no, I have. Like, or like, I'll pull stuff out of something. I read out of a book or like, a song, and no one's ever been like, hey, that's not a movie. You know, like,
so
I,
if
no
it's, like, out of
shit.
A book that you've read on the way to work, do you, like, bookmark it, and then you come back and you open
just
the book?
I just remember it.
You remember
so,
it?
I just find it humorous that the way you choose to express yourself is with other people's words.
Yeah. Why? I'm pretty stupid, so why not use somebody that's smarter than me?
Okay.
No, but sometimes you can find quotes inspirational.
Yeah,
just start doing Deepak Chopra quotes.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we get a little more Deepak in your news stream?
Yeah, maybe I'll do the Love Guru tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Hiding all posts by Sean Gresson by tomorrow.
Rob, can you lend Sean your Love Guru DVD?
Oh, yeah, I can give
actually,
you the special edition.
Seen it, so
you
don't need me to, yeah.
No, I've only
I can just use the trailer.
Honestly, I am like one of the biggest Mike Myers fans ever, and I
really?
Couldn't even get through 20 minutes.
That was the movie that
it.
We saw before Rob hit on me on the bus.
What? The
no?
Love Guru?
No, not the Love. We saw Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. What?
God, you guys are old.
I know. And one of Rob's friends went dressed up as Austin Powers.
And it was the first one?
What? Second one.
What? Who? Anyone I know?
What? No, it's a friend of mine from high school. Sean. His name is Sean.
How ironic. I often dress like Austin Powers.
Not even to go to a movie.
No, not just to lounge.
Shitty Austin Powers.
We have a
movie.
Caller.
No, that was 602. The shitty one. That
I didn't like that one.
602, you're on the air.
Like the second one, you mean?
When they're done with their conversation.
I'm sorry.
602? Nope. 602, you're not going to talk.
Going once.
You breathing.
All right, great.
Going
thanks.
Twice. Hung up. Oh, that's fun.
So, like, do people just call and then just...
Maybe they're just calling and listen and they don't want... I don't know.
Maybe
or,
he has it on speed dial and he ass-dialed us just now. That could be.
I think we got ass-dialed.
Or he's listening on the phone and has it on speaker and walked away.
Yeah, it's possible.
Maybe who cares? Why are we speculating about...
I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk more about Austin Powers.
Us speculating on why that guy didn't talk is probably more interesting than what he would have said.
That's true.
So,
right. That's a good point.
I challenge you, guy who didn't talk.
Hey, let's guys, see. I love wet wipes too, man.
Mayhem's going to be awesome, man.
You guys heard that new fucking Psyopus record yet? Have you?
Got any giveaways, Rob? We haven't given anything away on the show in a while.
Yeah, we should.
That was pretty great.
Any merge? No
well,
merge.
Because we don't have any call, like any first-time callers that really impress us.
I have a copy of Duff Loaded, Duff McKagan's Loaded.
Oh man,
is that an album
terrible.
Or a book?
An album?
No, it's Duff's new. It's
his band.
I'll give someone the Falconer album. I have it.
Really?
You don't
my Fal. Well, I already imported it, so I'll share it with someone.
She's paying it forward.
She's willing to share a torrent with you.
No, it's not a torrent. It's the actual CD.
Okay.
She'll send you a 3.5-inch disc.
She's willing to give you whatever...
I'll email you a zip file.
The same thing anyone else can get online. Yeah, right. She's willing to give you.
She's just too...
Well, they can't get the booklet.
That's true.
Is there lyrics included?
Lyrics
to Mountain Men?
No, because Mountain Men is a different album.
Like, you can't understand the words when you listen to it. It's not, you know, you don't need the book.
All right. Well, let's take a music break right now. We're going to...
Okay.
Okay?
I got to clear my throat.
You okay?
That was me doing a voice.
What, Bruno?
All right. It was the teenage
That's
kid.
Right.
Like, hey, Scoob, let's take a music break.
I like
it. All right.
We're going to start out with Megadeth.
Creepy Ghosts.
With a song that's been in my head all week.
Very brilliant. Now you're only ways to die.
Yeah.
This is Chuck Blandington. Phil Anselmo had the right idea. But instead of having people call me white man, you should address me as Big Bad Steel Robo Daddy from downtown Mechanical Pleasure City. Any questions? You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. Brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, if Rob plays one more fucking faint song, there may be some violence. The Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
Have I ever played the faint?
Yes, you have. Quite a lot.
That and Chrome, during the music break. Fucking different.
It's totally different.
Same.
I thought
thing.
He just meant to stop fainting, because you keep fainting during the music
does?
Break.
Very delicate sensibilities.
Yeah, Rob gets nauseous easy and heartburn and stuff.
Well, they're not related, though.
Oh.
They're not unrelated.
Oh.
See, it's all about how you say it.
Oh, no. What have
I
done?
Oh, I like this.
What is this?
What do you think it is? Rob's dancing now. I'm very uncomfortable.
Oh, it's the metal injection dance
Rob,
party.
You're going to get indigestion if you keep moving that way.
Hey, it's worth it for the thing.
You're going to get us pregnant.
Oh, it's the Rob shimmy.
Can we all go to a dance club together?
Nope.
Like a group trip?
If the faint is playing.
Rob, you said you would go to a dance club with me.
I actually seen the faint in concert.
Why?
How were they?
Well, I walked past them playing at Coachella.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you just walked past. You didn't, like, shake your hips past?
He, like, on the stage.
Chromeo was my playing on the other stage.
Yeah, I don't even think Chromeo was there. Prodigy was there that year.
Was that the year Charles Bronson played? Is that where you went?
Yeah. So, actually, no. There was a night equipped for me. It was like Phantomas, the Locust, and all this other kind of shit.
Okay.
You know, so,
don't face down.
It's too loud. I can't hear what they're saying.
Okay.
Wow. No.
Someone in the chat just said, is this the Hackers soundtrack?
Yeah, really.
And that's a good shout-out. That's a really good shout-out.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
A really good shout-out to a really bad movie.
No,
Sean,
no, I own it. It's good.
No. From that movie.
I've seen it. It's
Doesn't
terrible.
Angelina Jolie whip out her titties?
No, she doesn't whip them out. You just see a nipple really flash really quickly.
Well, I've only seen screen
Come on,
captures,
Sean,
so
quote.
It's there
okay.
long enough.
Putting him on the spot.
Yeah.
You
talk,
just
talk amongst
hacked
yourself.
Me.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Dun, dun, dun. Is that a quote? That guy, what does he do? He's a hacker. Bam.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Check the mainframe.
Did I just see your nipple, Angelina Jolie character? Yes.
That was definitely one of the...
Can we have a clip
where she met her husband, Johnny Lee Miller, on
oh,
that
God.
Movie?
Here it is. Here's a clip from that film.
comma zero.
Sounds like actors to me.
I'm typing on this computer right now.
Hack the planet.
I'm an old person who doesn't understand computers. We must catch these kids right now.
That's the black cop. You're right.
Yeah.
You need to shut down that series of tubes.
Yes. Shut it. Shut down all systems immediately.
Someone call Al Gore.
This will be all over the net in a few hours.
Security breach.
Some kind of...
Somebody might say that.
Some kind of worm or virus.
A virus of some kind, clearly.
We've been hacked.
Somebody send out... Call the cyber police. Immediately.
The mainframe has been compromised.
I repeat...
It was in a garbage pile.
That has been the live cast. Relax, hackers.
We can't do anything about it. It's encrypted.
We should do these
more often, like for other
yeah,
movies.
That's good.
You know, like do a Matrix one, like Neo, you have to save everything, bro. Chill out, man, and have an excellent time.
I don't think you ever.
Yeah, this is already not as funny.
I'm crossing different movies.
Shut up.
Wild Stallions 2.0.
It's got to be movies that are obscure, though.
Like
everybody
dog?
Saw the Matrix, yeah.
Ghost dog?
Hey, man, you killed my dog. What's going to happen now?
He's a ghost, dude. I'm Forrest Whitaker, and I have a lazy eye. And no karate.
I'm a kid with a backwards hat, and only I can see that dog talking to me.
You're thinking of ghost dad.
No, ghost dog. I'm making up a fake
movie
about ghost dog.
Yeah, based on just the name.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's reenactments by people who've never seen the original.
That ninja shit, no one wants to see that.
I'm a dog, and I'm a ghost. Roof.
Yeah.
Roof.
Good job.
I want that kielbasa. Roof.
Requiem for a Dream. Oh, man, it said that dream died. We should go to the dream's funeral.
Hey, you know, I heard you can induce dreams by doing heroin.
Yeah.
Ass to ass.
Heroin.
That's from the movie.
Yeah. Too close.
That was in the trailer, though.
All right, now.
Ass to ass.
Let's do the Lion King now.
Roar! This is the lion. Roar! This is the lion.
Someone needs to splice, like, the footage from the Circle of Life when they're like holding up the cub and just play Roar, This is the Lion, like at the, like sync it up.
Do it, Sid.
I'm not a technical wizard like that, Rob. Could
do
you
it, Rob.
It?
Sure. Really, you can't do that?
No.
We'll ask Frank to do it for the next fix.
I don't have any video editing software.
Windows Movie Maker?
I don't think I have that.
iMovie?
I don't have that.
Oh,
cut
yeah,
and paste?
PC.
That's right.
Wait, let's do Million Dollar Baby.
How much do you want for this baby?
My vagina ain't handy cat. Oh, I can't walk. My vagina ain't handy cat.
Oh, you spoiler alert.
Spoiler so hard.
Spoiler, she gets paralyzed at the end of the
thankfully, they punched her everywhere but the vagina.
I think the spoiler warning time has elapsed on
yeah,
that film.
It's true. It's still a good film, though.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time?
Yeah. That was Million Dollar Baby also.
Yeah.
Who knew?
We should be so lucky.
The Sixth Sense. Hey, I'm smelling with my ass right now. There's something on this chair that smells funny.
I've got a nickel and a penny.
Get I
get six
it.
Cents?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, oh, shit. I didn't get it, but...
99% of your jokes are great. You're allowed to have one
yeah,
really
true.
Bad one.
It was intentionally bad. The point.
Sure.
Or so I say.
We'll
I meant
that.
To do that, like when Pee Wee Herman fell off the bike.
Shackletown thinks you're 39 years old.
What?
Who is? Who's 39?
No. 39-year-old virgin, the true story of Rob. But Rob, you're not 39 yet.
Yeah, you're 40.
And I'm not a virgin.
Ooh. Rob's actually the youngest one in the room, isn't he?
Yeah.
No wonder why he's the loudest.
27?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Sean's 28. Noah's 28.
Well, I'm going to be 28 in September.
Big shot.
1983. What?
Well, I guess Sean and I are also 1983.
Yeah, so you guys are just a few months older than I.
And Sid is?
79.
You're 79 years old?
At heart. No, I was born in 79.
Sure. Darren, you're 1929?
I'm 1974. Yeah. 74. I was born in 74.
So there you go, people. Some math to do for you guys. But Sean wasn't... Your better half gonna call in and
yeah, or we could call
correspond in. To us.
Noah has her number.
She's our legal correspondent to give us the update on the Casey Anthony trial because none of us really know what's going on.
I actually knew nothing about it until the day that the verdict
until
was.
Same here.
Everybody was.
She emailed me and was like, "They're about to give the verdict," and I was like, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
After the verdict came out, everybody was talking about. So I'm like, "Let me see what I could find out." I went on CNN.com and read an article, and I was like, "Wow." This is fucking crazy. I'm glad I didn't know this all along because I probably would have been like following it.
You're telling
me
you don't watch Nancy Grace?
What is she on CNN Headline News?
She's, yeah.
Is that the channel? Like
yeah.
Who's? Do we?
Well,
do
I think
Lesbo,
she used
right?
to be. She used to be on MSNBC.
Yeah, she used to be on like Court TV at some point.
Was, oh,
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want. I don't have cable.
All I know of her is the SNL parody of her.
So the, right. The devil's dancing in the street today.
Is that what she
yeah.
said? Oh God.
I mean, my general rule of thumb, I don't really know that much about this, but anytime people are ranting about something on Facebook, they're usually wrong.
This is
so
true.
My gut instinct is that she didn't do it.
With the stuff I read, though, it's like it's very difficult to believe she didn't
yeah,
do it.
It's
like,
yeah,
insane.
There was like tape it, around yeah. the baby's fucking head.
Oh,
yeah.
They found it?
Let's
Mark,
get our legal
no?
correspondent on the phone.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't even
the
know.
Official
I thought they didn't
murder.
Find the kid.
Here we go. We're getting her on the line.
I thought she was driving with a dead baby in her car.
Yeah,
she's on location in Iraq.
Yeah.
Or Orlando, Florida.
Or Manic.
Yeah.
No, in Little Iraq, Florida. There's
Little
a
Iraq, Arkansas.
That was good.
Yeah. Oh, answer the phone. Like, who's
this calling? She got on there and slap around a little
ignoring
bit.
Ignoring it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice wait, message no. system. 8609668494.
That's her note. That's so Sean can remember
yeah,
it.
Dial 8. It's only one up from that number I always use.
Maybe she's just like gathering her notes together still.
She's still interviewing.
Yeah, she could be taking a dump. Let me check.
Hey,
she doesn't
she
have
can,
a phone with
she
her.
She's talking dump.
She's still doing her research on the internet.
Sometimes I leave my phone on the couch and then go take a dump and I miss a phone call.
Wait, so what do you do while you're dumping? You just dump?
Yeah, I said this already. I dump off. Really fast to prepare for when I have to dump somewhere that I can fake like I'm peeing.
Okay, yeah, but
Even at home, I don't fucking linger.
I can't. I feel so sad for you that you have to rush yourself.
When I was a kid, fuck yeah, I used to just sit there for 45 minutes, like reading comic books and all that shit. But now
well,
I just poop,
you know what?
Get out.
Maybe if you really sit there and poop it out, you won't have to poop and dash at other places because you would be well pooped.
Just bring a six pack with you, and then where do you have to
go?
Oh,
I've definitely drank and shit before.
Oh, there you go.
So you remember to take a beer, but
well, it's
not,
already with
not your
me.
Phone.
It's already with
oh.
me.
Oh,
you know, since I've been eating a good diet, like I don't have to poop all day. I shit once, it comes right out, and then that's it.
But that's not good. You're supposed to shit three times a day.
But no, I'm saying each time I have to shit, it comes right out. I don't have these long, hour-long shit sessions. You know?
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever done an hour.
Not an hour, but like it works its way through your body over the course of an hour. Like when
yeah.
you have to go. You get up, you
and then
do
you come back,
else, you come back,
yeah.
shit again. You're like you're all clogged up.
It's a mini series.
That's not the case. I couldn't believe it.
Oh yeah, I don't really do that often. No.
Okay, good.
I do.
Sometimes it happens when I had a rough night the night before. When the munchies.
I got beer shits constantly.
Yeah. I just find myself when I get stoned. I
Rob
lose
has queso shits.
Oh.
No.
Put it right
not
back on
bad.
The chips. Recycling.
nachos.
That's called double dipping.
That's the fun in Fundido.
I realize I'm shitting a lot more now that I'm drinking a lot more. Like I feel like I don't know if it just goes through me really fast.
But
it's only like small dumps. Like I'll dump in the morning. I'll dump during lunch. I'll dump maybe when I get home from work and dump before bed.
You're like a dog.
It's like I like that we've reprised our poop talk.
Yeah. We've called out for
it's interesting.
Two.
Call back.
So what's the deal here? Are we getting this? Shall we do?
You were about to say a slur, weren't you? Are we getting this bitch on
the
line?
Were you going to use a racial slur to my girlfriend?
Not at all.
Really?
Sid,
what
how dare you?
What is her stereotypical ethnicity?
She's a Jamoke.
A what?
Okay, now.
No, she's not Jamaican.
she's a Trini.
She's yeah, half Italian, half Peruvian.
I see.
I don't know if they have a name. Well, I mean, Italians do, but I don't know if Peruvians have a name.
Give me her number so I can call her.
Again, Ruvian?
They're not famous enough to have racist terms.
He's going to call her up first and yell at her.
A Perini?
Oh, Sean is texting her obscenities.
Girl, why don't you call the live line?
What's
talk
her
like
number?
That.
Sean, what's her number for her to call?
Oh, go ahead.
Sean?
646-929-1357. All right, very nice.
All right, Sean knows it.
Getting some of them right. It's like Wheel of Fortune with Sean.
By the way, her Peruvian side cut a record. You want to hear?
Yeah, me yeah. too.
Me hit it. Come on, super players in the house. I-O. Did you
Rob, do your Rob shimmy again.
Rob shimmy.
Why can't we go to a club and we'll put you in the circle and you can do the Tootsie Roll? And you can do the butterfly with like
you
your ass in the air.
I don't know the butterfly, but I definitely know the Tootsie Roll.
Let's see it. Do it right now.
I'm not doing it right now.
Come on, do it.
Let me do your Tootsie Roll.
Get out of here.
Come on, Rob.
No.
To the left. There you go.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Where
you can you do the dip?
Don't you just have to dip?
Do you know how to do the worm?
On your hip, I do the dip, you dip, we dip.
I would need someone to put my hand up on.
Sean. Dip, let's dip.
Sean
let's
has hips.
Dip. Come on, put your hand up on his hip.
Now dip.
No, you dip, he dips.
Wait, no, why not dip?
We dip.
Wow, you really do have love handles. There's like a...
Oh, ew.
Just because you love him?
I see him.
He has curves.
You should go to curves.
I lost my Ryan Reynolds V.
You have good birthing hips.
That's true.
You could be in Junior 2. Junior's got AIDS.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant I wear a Junior 2. I'm like,
oh. What's about the Iron Nice.
So did you get through to our correspondent, or
no,
she been killed
answer.
In the field?
Well, then let's.
I think she's still
breaking news: our legal correspondent is dead.
Murdered by Casey yeah. Anthony.
That's an IED. Oh wait, are we still in Iraq or no?
No, you're thinking IED. IUD is an interuterine device.
Did you say IUD?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah.
I did.
Well,
like
we know
one.
What you're talking
like,
about.
Yeah, like IUD. My favorite. D.
Imagine mixing those two up.
Yeah.
We'd have a lot more troops still alive and a lot less women's vaginas. It'd be very sad.
Who needs them?
So what do we? Shall we?
Yeah, let's do the
play the
TNT.
Wheel.
What's the wheel?
Last week they played this on Tosh.0. I'm like, those motherfuckers ripped us off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because it's not on the internet.
Well, we did it first. It's us and Tosh. That's it. And we got that one first.
Larry King liked it.
Yeah.
If she had an IED in there, it'd be handicapped.
Oh, my God. That's probably what happened. Just hit her everywhere but the snatch.
This makes me feel uncomfortable.
His vagina is not handicapped either.
Thrash it or trash it.
Sean, where's your thrash or trash?
Of course.
Seven.
I see all my jokes.
It's just one joke.
So predictable. Yeah, no, I did it before.
Yeah. Wait, let's give Sean a little reverb. Let's put some balls into it, Sean. Wait, do you want me to put some balls in your mouth?
Please.
Oh, I know.
I feel I can't speak straight unless there's balls in my mouth.
Oh, so that is a better sound for Sean.
Like a robot.
Before you do this, can I just point something
out? This is Roger Ebert.
Oh.
Too soon.
Noah, Coontoons in the chat says, this is, oh no, that's not what I wanted to read. He wanted you to start dressing like a whore again.
I think I'm dressed enough like a whore.
Yeah, if you saw her today. Yeah. Maybe I'll shoot some behind the scenes footage.
What's that in reference to? That he says?
I tripped on her labia when I walked out the door today.
No, because last week
you already used that joke. John, last time I wore shorts.
No, I said we saw. Got turned.
No, leave that in.
I said we could see your labia. I didn't say I tripped over it.
Sean.
I really like this. Yeah. Please.
Sean, say Autobots roll out. Can you do that?
Autobots roll out.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
I love it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Does that get him bumped up to like 12? The quality.
That's lucky number 13.
That's a new.
No, you skip one. That's how good that is.
He's our new blend. Announcer guy.
we got a new character. Sean to come. He's going to present at the next award show, the Optimus Prime.
I can do that.
And the Iron Sheik.
So I smell a sitcom.
All right, guys. So the rules of Thrash It or Trash It is you give us links to unsigned bands.
Fuck the Optimus Prime!
Do not fuck Optimus Prime!
I respect you! God bless his mother! God bless his father. Go ahead, Optimus.
My mother was a Mack truck.
My fuel tank ain't handicapped.
Let's do this, bitch.
All right, let's first thrash or trash a friend of Jenny's band.
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is African tape group with a track called Pagan.
Wait, what is it like?
That's pretty good.
Oh,
that's not
in mono.
Instrumental, though.
Are we doing it? Yeah, that was good.
I skipped ahead a little bit.
Are all of them instrumental?
Yeah, I think so.
Does it have Larry King through the whole song?
Yes.
Who suggested this?
Jenny.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what do we think? Let's start with Noah. What did you think?
I feel like if you're going to be an instrumental band, you better know how to be really technically proficient but still sound really musical. And I feel like this band lacks both of those characteristics.
Oh, shit!
Okay.
So I smash it.
Oh. Did. What did you think?
This might be a first in Trash It or Thrash It history, but I completely agree with Noah. Like, word for word, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, there's nothing, like, instrumentally special about this. It's just, like, verse parts of songs. Like, what? There's
it's
no...
It's really simple.
Yeah.
Like, very, very simple.
Like, this stuff, more than most instrumental music we heard, this needs vocals.
Unless it's, like, really young, like, the kids in her class or something.
Unlikely. Unlikely.
Then I'm impressed and I thrash it.
Darren, what did you think?
Well, I wouldn't listen to this on my iPod. But if I was at home and a naked boy was cleaning my floor and I had my feet up on his back...
And he handed you a demo?
Yeah, I still wouldn't listen to this because it's terrible. You know what I feel like? It's like Dream Theater, but they all took a Valium.
Not even, because at least Dream Theater on Valium is slowed down. But still
and gay.
Really technical and still gay. But this isn't...
That's Dream Theater on Amyl Nitrate.
Thanks for correcting
this
me.
This is
I
nothing
agree.
Like Dream Theater. Even.
It's the genre of Dream Theater without any talent. Can we say that?
No.
She won't
not
even...
Really proggy.
She won't...
I won't even let them in the genre.
Music.
I won't.
You're just so... It's like someone criticizing the Bible to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I trash it.
Sean, what did you think?
I can't in good conscience ever thrash a band with no vocalist.
Okay.
It's a waste of my time.
What is Optimus
Yeah, because then he
think?
Has nothing to quote on his Facebook wall. See,
right.
That's the problem.
I quote, or I can just can't
it's
sing
like
along.
A chord progression.
What does Optimus Prime think of this?
Is it up?
Never mind.
I trash it.
Oh, good.
That sucked.
It's a very self-aware Optimus Prime.
I don't think it was that bad. If
you're wrong.
Did Jenny tell you to say that?
Jenny threatened
just,
to beat the shit out of
I
him.
I just don't
want to
hurt Jenny.
Like
have you been drafted into foot pussydom?
No.
Foot pussy.
This next band we're going to check out is called Foot Pussy.
Wait, did you thrash or trash that?
He didn't get to finish. We interrupted him. Go ahead.
I thought we were moving on to the next
No, I didn't
band.
Think it was that bad, but I guess I would never listen to it on there.
Like, who are these people? Like,
I don't know.
Who's the band?
It's whatever. Some guy that scrubbed her floor, probably.
So there's no band name?
This song
oh, the band
brutal.
Name is African Tape Group. Or maybe it's...
What precinct what? Does he work at?
That's...
Or maybe it's Tormenta.
What? You don't
sure.
even know?
Polenta?
Okay.
Like quinoa.
African Tape Group.
All right, let's move forward
yeah,
to the
please.
Next band. We have a caller.
Okay. It's the singer of that band apologizing.
No, it's African Tape Group, and the album is called Torment. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we have a caller, 484. You.
Hey, it's Mike in Philly.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, Mike, what's up, dude?
How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Portnoy?
I'm doing pretty awesome.
I'm a Portnoy.
What's wrong? You said you're doing awful?
Awesome, he said.
Awesome.
You know, can you put a little more emphasis into it? You
really
sound
you
smile
sound
when
awesome.
You say it.
Do you know me? This is as emphatic as I get.
Can I just say fuck Shane Victorino? That's all I have. You're from Philly, so I feel like I should say that to you. But no, okay.
Metalheads don't root for sports. Come on.
I don't know.
I really don't care about sports.
Okay.
If anything, I'm ashamed because we have what's his name, Michael Vick.
That's true.
Good point.
That guy likes
and
dogs.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
So, do you have a band for Thrash It or Trash It?
The URL is deadinthedirt.bandcamp.com.
Dead in the Dirt. Do you have a song that you want us to play?
There's only one song.
Very convenient. Very convenient.
What is that?
Give us the song. All right, it's Wage Labor Blues. Oh, it's only 42 seconds. No, it's already a flash. That was Dead in the Dirt.
Okay.
Let's start with the sentence time. What'd you think?
That was pretty brutal. I liked it. And I feel like if I don't thrash it, the singer might find me and beat me up. So, thrash.
Well, I like the energy. And I like the recording values.
What are you, like the Paula Abdul?
I'm trying to be nice. I really can't stand this kind of music because I don't think it's music at all. But it didn't sound like it was recorded inside of a trash can. So I will I will thrash it.
But you didn't like
the
it.
Recording values.
Because I'm doing the Roger Ebert thing. I'm grading it based on what it's supposed to be rather than prejudice it because I don't like that kind of music. For what it is, it's good.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Sean.
I actually know this band, and I already really like them. So, obviously, I thrashed them.
Do they only have one song? Is that, like, that's
no,
pretty,
they've actually been
that's
a
pretty cult that
yeah.
they
no,
just
they've
put
actually
out
been
one 40-second EP.
I've actually spoke with them on MySpace back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. Did you try to start a band with one of the members
no,
of that band,
they were playing
too?
At Charleston, and I asked them if I could film them, and then they didn't get back to me the day after. And they're like, oh, man, sorry, dude, bit.
Was that it? Oh,
you.
Man, sorry, dude, bit. How do you
feel, we continued to talk for a bit, and I was like, and then we type of possibly design shirts, and it didn't really work out. And
are you sure that they were talking to you because they wanted to, or because
you stalked them?
He's like, no, guys, seriously, I'll make you some shirts. No. I mean, like, I'm a designer. I work for MTV. You know, no, guys, like, it's no big deal.
What's
with
the pot belly, dude? You look like a lowercase B.
No, back then that was spelt.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that yeah, MySpace.
MySpace,
yeah.
Right.
So then, what did you say, Sean? You trash it?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Can't fool the computer.
Now that you have the power.
No, I loved it. It's great. I'm into it. I'd like to hear their 50-second EP after this.
Well, Sean knew them before they even had one song.
That is impressive.
Before they met, he knew them.
I believe they had 4 or 5 on MySpace.
Okay.
Wow.
They actually have a tour EP that's up on some blog. It's like Toxic Breed Funhouse or some stupid name like that. It's like 4 songs that you can download, and I think they have a full length coming out soon.
See, that's no good. I only like bands that have less and less songs as they go on. Like
they should have just stopped at the 40 seconds.
They should have, like, after their 4th album, they should have -35 songs. And then I would like them.
Like, the audience comes and they play for the band.
Yes.
That's how few songs
yes.
they have.
Each album should have less songs. Like, they erase old songs with each album.
Noah, what did you think of the band?
The only thing that I didn't like is that it was so short.
I've heard you say that before.
Oh. Oh, Aaron.
But if you want to hear it some more, just play it again.
I guess I could do that, but then it just gets repetitive.
Or just play any other song that they have.
It's like another verse.
Longer, it'll just be repetitive.
I like the drumming.
Yeah, this, I mean, I can hear they know what they're doing.
This
know?
Part is cool.
This part is very original.
Yeah, because D beat is very original.
Thank you for picking up on my stalker.
And I also like their name. I guess I thrash it.
All right. So is that an all thrash for Dead
yes,
in the
is.
Dirt? Mike, yep. You win nothing.
You win something.
You win a sticker that you designed.
Yeah. We'll say,
yay.
We'll send you one of your own.
All right. Exciting. Well, thanks.
That actually might work because no band sent me their own shirt.
Oh, yeah. We'll totally send you a shirt.
Send us
a I don't want it.
Well, I appreciate the honesty.
It's not the honesty that you appreciate. It's the money that he saved you on shipping that you appreciate.
Exactly. That's why I appreciate him just being honest with me.
It's more money in Rob's pocket.
Yeah.
Right.
And I understand it's because Sean designs it. He doesn't wear Sean's designs. It's cool.
If I'm reading the chat right,
I don't know what we're talking about.
The metal injection shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Cancer Scare and Kippet Wolfson have a band. Is this accurate?
What?
That's what I think I read in the chat, but it went by pretty quick.
Is that true, Kippet Wolfson?
Yeah.
Do they even live in the same area?
I thought it was, I don't know. I just glanced at it. He's saying it's not their band. Whose band is it? It's just a band?
His friend in Florida.
Oh, it's his friend.
Coco?
I'm
well,
curious.
Quarter
it's
the
a
villain.
Band everyone sponsors apparently in the chat room.
They're Death Grind / Mathcore. So that's one of the dudes looks like Terry King of the band.
Someone wrote, "Next person to post a link wants to lick Sean's balls."
That's true.
Stop! It's acid decay. All right, Regicide. Ooh, I like it.
Can we have a contest where fans call in and then we fly them in to lick Sean's balls and
I would be
open
so
up your
down
tuna can?
That.
Wasn't Regicide beforehand? Sorry, Regicide was mentioned in The Simpsons, right? Remember when they
murdering Reggie Jackson?
No, he's dialing the police because there's a murder going on. You have to choose your crime from a menu.
Okay.
For Regicide, press 9.
Why does the police phone sound like movie phone?
It does in this episode. It does. Yeah, I'm just copying them.
Here we go. Regicide by Quarter of the Villain.
Comment on this.
Sean, go ahead. Go for it. What do you think?
I mean, I get a big Arsonist Get All the Girls vibe without all the silly stuff that arsonists do. And I was actually itching to listen to these guys because Decibel gave him a big thumbs up in the latest issue. But I dig it. I'll give it a thrash. I can get down with it.
Is it just because Decibel liked it?
No, it's a little zany.
Because Decibel and Kippet Wolfson liked it?
Yeah. Me and Kippet, we're down.
This is my first time hearing these guys, actually, and I really dig it. I think I don't really think like the grime thing kind of fits them.
I was gonna say the same thing. It seems very out of place.
I think it's like almost deathcore, but then like sort of like tech death as well. Like Faceless, kind of reminds me of the Faceless.
The worst.
Shut up, Sid. But I enjoyed it, and I would like to hear more, so that is a epic thrash.
I hope whoever came up with the term tech death, that their mother gets breast cancer in both breasts.
That's really,
it's just short for technical death metal.
I know. Whoever came up with it, that's what I hope for them.
That's uncaused.
Why?
What
did she have to do
with
it?
What about tech?
She gave birth to the guy who gave birth to that term.
Tech breath?
What if she did everything she could to raise him right, but he just went and became an
okay, how about this? She has to appear before me and plead her case as to why that kid is not her.
What if she's already dead?
I'll accept that.
If she's already dead, then I want whoever this dude is, if he's got a significant other, for her to get that.
Okay. I need you to clarify.
So whatever female is closest to him, I want both of her breasts to rot off.
So, what do you give this album?
Hey, you skipped me.
Oh, well, he's giving
it
a
no, 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 no.
You want to
no,
wait
no, no.
for it? All right,
no,
Noah.
Thank you, Sid.
People at home don't know how we're sitting. So. The order really doesn't matter.
Well, I'm here, and it's throwing me off.
Oh. Do you have OCD now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, so
when it comes to organization, I do.
Is that a shot at me, Rob?
What a dick.
I'm calling you out, Darren.
Rob, you're turning almost as red as Sean.
For what? Just because I've been out in the sun a lot.
Because Darren embarrassed you.
Oh, wow.
You're blushing.
I'm not embarrassed at all.
Joke.
Fuck Darren and his OCD.
Okay, so anyway. So I really liked it. I thought that the singing fits over the music. I like that it's really frantic and stuff. And then they do like these tapping things with the guitar and
the noodles.
And whatever effect they have on it sounds like a spaceship type of sound, and I like that. So I thrash it.
Cool. Sid, finally.
Remember how that first band, I was like, everything Noah said, I completely agree with?
Now you disagree.
Everything Noah said that she liked about this is the reasons that I thought it was terrible, so I trash it.
I thought you were going to agree again.
No.
I can go either way with this, Rob. But I like the noodling parts. I like the parts that Noah was dancing around to just now in the studio listening to this. I do agree with Rob that the grind parts don't really fit together with the noodling. It sounds a little weird, but I'm all for people trying different things. So, again, I wouldn't really listen to this on my own. It's not my cup of tea so much, but I will mildly thrash it.
All right.
You ruined it.
So that's a 4 out of 5 for Kevin Wolfson. Now we have a caller, 480.
Let's turn off the last band.
I can only do one thing at once.
Well, stop breathing.
Oh, that's interesting, but it's not music to me. Interesting to listen to, not music.
Gotcha. 480, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Nina.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi, Nina.
Oh, a long time.
I know.
Really excited to hear from you.
I am excited.
And I was excited about the noodles in that last song.
Oh, us too.
Good girl.
It was my cup of noodles.
We all love the noodles.
For Shundle.
Yeah.
By the way.
For Shundle, yes.
Acid became the chat says, is this bitch 12? That's not very nice.
I'm not 12. I'm 17.
Michelle, she's been around forever.
I like how
she's like 13.
She corrected the age, but not calling her a bitch. That's you should always put your foot down, Nina, and tell him he's an asshole. It's not cool.
Yeah. He's
so
a bitch.
He's 17, Acid DK, for your information.
So do you have? Do you feel like Nina's been 17 for like 3 years now?
No, I've only been in for like a year.
Oh,
she's almost 18.
Yes, yeah.
You're almost 18. Right?
I hope you know Sid's waiting in the
list. Yeah.
What's your birthday?
Last time I went in, it's November.
You like
the last time I went into the chat, everyone was asking me, "Are you legal yet? Are you legal yet?"
Oh,
okay, well, you've created.
Not legal, so.
Every time I go on the chat, I love how Grandcore Luigi always is like, sorry, we're creepers. I understand why you have been called in or been in for a while.
Aww. He's trying to get on your good side. Don't believe him.
Do you know Sid drools over your face?
Sid, you're on my bad side.
Not every day.
Only when no one's doing it works.
Sid is allowed to drool over her pictures now because the age of 17, so
okay.
Yeah, more than welcome to be creepy about
what's
it.
The age in Arizona?
I don't know. What is the legal age?
18.
Don't go to Arizona, Sid. That's all you got to do.
But don't they have a different age of consent if you're Mexican? Isn't that what Arizona
is? Whatever. Just
it's like two separate sets of rules in Arizona.
Oh, Christ.
No,
it's like
they
Jim Crow
you.
South.
They deport you
in
if
Arizona.
You're Mexican.
Yeah.
I'm
illegal, so they can't deport me.
I'm just saying that there's like different laws there for Latinos.
Well, I work with too many white people, so I don't know.
She hates white people, she said.
No, she says she doesn't.
No, I don't. I like white people.
We,
I like all races.
Is our show your first exposure to white people?
No.
Because that might.
No.
No, no, that girl.
It's my first. Yeah. It's my first experience really with Jews.
Why did she just drop her intonation?
Jew. That's how they're taught to say it in Catholic school. There's a whole Catholic school class for how to sneer when you say the word Jew.
I got that.
Well, I am Catholic, so
first
kind of goes hand in hand.
She goes, "Do you guys have horns under your head?"
Did
you guys always listen to the rape show bar?
Oh, Nina.
Nina,
if you guys ever go to Arizona, you should visit me like at Hollister or something.
Why would
we
totally
Hollister's? That will look like
but not
sexual predator.
Is that like a place up? I thought that was, isn't that like a clothing store?
Yeah, that's where I work.
Oh.
Would you give us a discount?
We can't even like meet for lunch or something. We need to meet you at your job? What the fuck is that all about?
We can go during my break.
Everyone that works there wears like bikinis or they're dudes that are shirtless.
So you wear a
you know this because
have you never been to a mall in your life? Hollister.
There are no malls.
I honestly don't think I've been to a mall since Hollister has been a store.
From the fucking Midwest. Like we shake malls.
How long has Hollister been a thing? Like a store
since
in
before,
malls?
Since before I was in
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, we haven't.
I'm not sure.
When was Hollister founded?
I think it was 1923.
No, I would say early 90s max.
But nobody knew about it.
But I know that the Abercrombie & Finch company has been around since 1892. Okay. So about 100 year difference, maybe.
All right, Nina. Nina, so do you have a band for Thrash It or Trash It?
I don't. I'm very sad.
Would you like to sing something?
Nina, how far are you from L.A.?
Like six hours.
Nina. You sent us that clip to play earlier. That you said use it on Thrash or Trash.
Oh, yeah, remember?
Here it is. Mm-hmm. This is good. I like it.
I actually saw that on Tosh.0 last night. I think he copies you guys.
I had that a week
before.
Yeah, we beat
even
him to
Nina
it.
Said.
To it, yeah.
Like a month?
No, because, like, right, you guys did the human centipede first, and then, like, right afterward, Tosh.0, Daniel Tosh does it.
List.
And then now it's the giant handicap. I think he listens to the show in secret.
Did he play Smell Yo Dick yet?
I don't know. I haven't
seen
him.
He will next week.
Yep. He had that metal band that you guys had on the site, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
That video with the metal band playing at the elementary school, none of the kids like it. That was on Metal Injection.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Oh, wow.
Or 2 weeks ago or something. Anywho.
Well, he doesn't
watch
have
out. He's
going to
copy all the stuff. He's going to copy all the show, so just watch out.
He's still funny.
Why are you coming home?
Hey, Nina.
Thanks for your great submission to Thrash It or Trash It.
You're welcome. I hope everyone thrashes it.
I'm like playing her out with Smell Yo Dick. That's not appropriate. Shut up.
Popsicle.
Too late. She's gone.
Nina, can I pick a band for you?
The popsicle wasn't in her.
I know.
All right?
It's all become conflated. You know what they did on Tosh a while back that Darren, I don't know if you saw, but this is a video that you originally linked me to. You remember the really angry public access preacher?
Oh, love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He had that guy on the show. He, like,
That's
interviewed
great.
Him
oh, I didn't
and
see
did,
that.
Like, a rap video with
yeah.
him.
I should, if we do another break, I can find
yeah,
that.
That is good. Some of the best shit.
All right, let's do one more band from the chat. Let's get.
I got a band.
Sean, it's not our week.
You always
it's
have a band.
It's an
save it for the next
band.
So why don't you fucking sign them?
Yeah, really.
What are you doing?
Do you have a label or
something? You work at MTV.
Start a label. Look, how you start a label? You go, hey, I'm starting a label.
That's true.
You can already make
Red
the graphics.
Red Pube Records.
Yeah.
Boom.
DRT did it.
Yeah.
Ziploc colostomy bag records. Yeah.
Too much of a mouthful. Okay, go.
ZCB Records.
Smegma Records.
You know, do you remember that dude that stood on the fucking light post in Times Square last week?
Yeah.
Do you know he was doing that to try to get MTV's attention, to try to get a record contract?
No, I did not.
What is this, 1989? Like MTV has anything to do with the record industry. Fucking TV.
Or with music in general.
Yeah, no shit.
How angry you're getting.
Degenerate.
What does MTV have to do for it? What can MTV do? So it should be people who want, like, graphic design jobs?
Pay
people,
my rent.
They should, like,
put food on my table and keep me buying beer every day. That's what they could do.
So, as you can see, MTV, you're really ruining this country.
you allow me to buy a six-pack every day. And it makes me happy.
All right, we're going to we'll do this band Wage Slave. I forgot who in the chat linked to it, but somebody did. And
all of them, weren't they all?
What's the name of the song?
Street Sweeper.
What is this for real? Oh, there we go. Good sound.
Turn it over.
It's still a different song.
What do we think, you guys?
I missed the time when guys in bands would actually sing.
Yeah.
Like, with
yeah.
their voice.
Yep.
This is awful.
It's every single suggestion that we've been getting is just dudes squealing or grunting or whatever. Like, why can't they have this kind of music, but just with the guy singing it?
Yeah. So you could tell the band
Or not
apart.
Even with this music. Like, more like Dark Tranquility.
Why can't you just be Dark Tranquility?
Yeah. Why can't you just be Dark Tranquility right now? I trash it.
Okay.
I'm angry.
Yeah,
you're
boring.
Like the angry preacher.
Yeah.
Sid, what did you
think? It's boring, and yeah, the vocals just yeah. I mean, I understand, all right, great, if you don't have a singing voice, you could do this and be the singer in a band, but maybe you shouldn't be the singer in a band. Maybe learn a fucking instrument. Maybe work at a McDonald's. Maybe do something
else. Or Hollister.
Why does everyone have to be in a band now? Just, maybe you don't have to be in a band.
Or you can, no, you can be in a band as a hobby, but don't spread it around on the internet.
Yeah, stay on
and let it reach our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So elitist. I love it. And I'm pointing that out because I'm totally agreeing with you. I already don't like this kind of music, so I'm a little biased. But the growl, I can't stand like constant. Like I really think you can have a heavy band and still have like melodic vocals, you know?
Right.
So
yeah, that was like the 1980s.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those.
Even Slayer. Slayer's
yeah.
like yelling, but you can understand what the guy's fucking saying.
And his yelling doesn't sound like other bees.
Okay, it's distinct.
Yeah.
So anyway, I trash it. Now Sean can say how great this is.
Obviously, I like stuff that's in this genre. You know, it's no mystery. But no, this one, it's like just kind of stale. Like it's been done. It's like they've got elements of the brocore shit that I really hate, like that kind of beatdown, breakdown
yeah.
stuff. And but like the singer really doesn't bother me. But it's just like there's nothing intriguing me to it. Like a lot of the bands that I like that sound like this mess of shit still has something that's sets them aside from the pack a little bit, you know. This is just seems like they just took the whole rule book and was like, we're gonna do everything everyone else did. That's just kind of a waste. That's why I trash it.
So I have to apologize to you then. I totally agree with what you said.
Pretty much everything you guys said, I agree with. I trash it.
Right, unanimous trash.
You win a prize.
No, you win nothing.
Wait, I feel bad. Who suggested that?
Sean, thanks for pointing Rock. To the screen because that really narrowed down what to click on.
The one where the guy wants to blow me is obviously
yeah.
the one that I want to
click
on.
I knew what he singled out.
Yeah.
Well, we have.
No, I'm going to single out.
Could that
baptized
be the title of the show?
Flame.
The one with the guy wants to great. Blow me?
That's the Friends episode.
All right.
So, the one where I single out.
Let's take a caller before we do Morbid Toasters. 631.
Long Island.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Sean again. Yeah, I was hoping for Thrash It or Trash It. You could do my cousin's band. I'm posting the link now.
Okay.
Are they
Hive Mind
from Island?
On MySpace. No, they're from Florida.
Are they a ska band?
No.
We don't get many ska bands on this show.
Why don't you submit
yeah.
one?
We
just
should.
Go to another room and call.
I don't know any ska. Are there ska bands anymore? Skank and
Pimp? Like still- two. My friends are in a ska band.
Oh,
all the...
Give us their info instead. Screw your cousin. Tell your cousin.
Well, first,
God
give
man.
Us the info.
My cousin's a hardcore band. I was posting it for you, Sid.
Oh.
But, all right,
enough.
So for this Hive Mind, what
I
song
apologize.
Should we play?
Hive Mind, A Nation on Its Knees.
Ew. A Nation on Its Knees by Hive Mind.
Okay.
It's loading because MySpace is slow. Still loading.
Oh.
So what do we think of this?
I can get behind his vocals a little better. It's like something a little more interesting. The band is a little bit derivative. It's a little, you know, sounds like something I've heard a billion times, but
it's hard for it.
I don't know. I just feel like compared to all the songs we've heard so far, it's like the least bad of the last three. So, but I don't know. I'm going to have to. This is tough. I'm gonna pass. Sean, you can.
Oh, wow. That's a
passing.
First.
I'll think about it, and it'll come back around to me. No, I'll give it a. God, it's so hard. All right, I'll give it a mild trash.
Oh, just Ms. Darren's barometer for good.
Sorry.
What?
Go ahead.
No, it's your turn. It's your turn, Sean.
I hate floor punching. I hate kids that pick up change. I hate karate moshing, so I hate this. Trash.
I was totally fine with it if I was at an ABC No Rio show.
Have you ever been
to ABC
No Rio?
Yeah.
I've never gone.
I've still never gone.
I have been.
It's a dump.
Room. Yeah, I know. I feel like in all my time.
Tonight.
I still say Opus there.
Oh.
Rob didn't go to that show because he hates that band.
I was at that show.
Were you? Why?
Yes.
Who's
I like the band.
Who was the opener that you went to see?
I just saw Psyopathy.
He was on the list. So
it was risque. Yeah. He went to see.
Were you like going to dinner with Noah that night, and so you had to drive with her to the show first?
We scheduled an interview.
Was
with
it
her,
a date?
What?
Was it a date?
No, Frank was there.
It must have been tough interviewing a band you hate so much.
Yeah. It was my first interview, too.
Are you visibly grinding your teeth during the interview? Like you?
Yeah, like I pretty much want it to be over.
Eye roll the whole time.
Oh, yeah. So did we all wait? No, we did it all.
No.
Yeah. So you just went. I really liked the singing, but I thought that the rest of the band was not like
as good as they could be.
Like the
step up your game.
The music didn't really support the singing, so I'll have to trash it.
Oh, Sid.
It had potential, but it was like every time I was about to be like, oh, this sounds like it could get cool, and then it didn't. It would always like just fall short, which I'm assuming they're a young band, and maybe they could grow into a band that kicks ass, but they're not there yet, so I'm going to have to trash it.
Well said.
Yes.
Come back in 10 years.
By the way, Taco Grinder just said that he combined the Lion King with Lion Audio. I want to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... So he uploaded it, but he has to send it to us.
Oh, right there, the link, the metal injection link.
It's still converting.
Oh,
damn.
That is impressive.
Hopefully that'll be done before the show's over.
Can we do that pre-epis grind?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sean,
this is we're picking the links from the same guys over and over.
What sort of fellatio?
Oh, we didn't do more of a toaster yet, didn't we?
Yeah, he was the...
fellatio?
Yeah.
You don't even know what sexual service you're getting because of that?
Yeah, no, I'm getting a blowjob, but I was thinking if I wanted to do wild bungee jumping or skydiving.
Look, a vidya, melodic vocals.
We'll do a vidya right now. We'll do it next. But here is a...
Experiment.
The grind did her mind in.
Now that's fucking good. I'll get behind you.
Not your turn, yet, Sean.
I'll make it my turn. Grab. I like anything that makes me feel like I'm in a tornado of fists.
Well, you'll be in a tornado of fists if you don't shut your mouth.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with Sean, though, even though this is not, like, if you can feel the energy in it, it's more... Like, I can put up with the vocals being terrible when I hear something like this. So I thrash it, too.
Sid.
The vocals, I have to trash it. It's just not my thing.
I'm with you. It's terrible. The vocals are horrible. The band
it might be
that
more
up.
Fun live to see, like, people punching the shit out of each other and stuff. But
clambering on top of each other.
Yeah.
Just yelling. That's not music.
I don't know. Like, I didn't think the vocals are so bad. I think it's more dynamic than that other band.
Okay.
I like that the music is fast and chaotic, so I thrash it.
I think this band sounds like they're really big fans of Scott Hall, who is the guitarist of Pig Destroyer. And
I thought you said Scott Hall.
Yeah.
No. Hall. Hull. H-U-L-L. Like, it's very clear who they're influenced by. But with that said, I love Scott Hall, so if you want to sound like him, it's cool with me. So I thrash it.
All right.
That was Priapus.
That was 4 out of 5.
And let's make our final one by Avidya, all the way in India. This is God is Gagged is the band, which I believe was Noah's nickname in high school.
No, I was going to say it was Sean's nickname in high school.
Yeah. Vishnu?
It's more fitting.
Is Vishnu the god that they're referring to?
Maybe.
Which one? They have like 18.
Is that an Indian band?
Better be.
He's just an Indian guy. That doesn't mean that's all they listen to.
It's a SoundCloud page.
It better be foreign.
But it looks like, yeah, Sunith Ravanakar is the guest on this, so.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Yeah, there it is.
Wow, this sounds familiar. It's a little derivative.
Yeah.
This is the band that did the theme for Outsource. We're Outsource.
Yeah, is this the Outsource? Yeah.
No, but seriously, here it is. God is God.
Finally, a ska band.
I already like it. This is the kind of stuff I like.
Sarcastic?
No, me and Noah have very similar tastes, I think. You make fun of Noah, you're making fun of me.
Okay.
Oh, I like that, Darren.
Yeah, baby.
Ah, don't make fun of two of you.
I got your back. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll pass.
This is too, like, As I Lay Dying-ish.
Yeah.
That's
but
not what I meant
no,
by
No, it's too
speaking.
Alien Ant Farm.
To me, it's a step in the right direction, but too far in the right direction.
Too far.
But it's better than the other vocals.
No, he sounds like a Fallout Boy or whatever
yes.
they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's very derivative and whiny.
Say, like a Fallout Boy?
Whiny. Like
Patrick Stump.
Yeah.
Fallout Boy is exactly right.
Or when He Is Legend went shitty. And
who?
Started telling, did you ever listen to He Is Legend?
I've never even heard of him.
The first album was really good, but then they went shit fuck.
All right, I think we all agree that's a
shit fuck. Shit fuck.
My shit.
Your fuck. They shit fuck.
Excellent.
Sorry, Avidya.
Outsourced.
So we all agree that sucked.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I would say mild trash. I would give it a trash, like a 49% trash. But you can all hate it.
I will.
We're not
Wait,
eating
so
that vindaloo.
Huh? Darren, so you thrash?
No, trash. Trash, but not as hard as Sean did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it blew fucking balls.
I like the band could be okay. I don't like that song, but I can hear potential there, but the vocals are...
All right, let's do one last one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Baptized
oh,
in Flames.
All right. What? And then we'll take a caller.
So far, Darren likes it.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
My eyes just lit up.
Yeah.
I just hope the vocals are good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm nice. No, you said there's no vocals.
Oh,
okay. It definitely sounds like something from like the mid-80s. Like,
it sounds like my
sound
playlist.
Like yeah, exactly. Something that just came out now.
Wargasm. A little tinny though.
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. It sounds like it was recorded 20 years ago.
Which is not good because they had to, you know.
Yeah.
We don't now.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a Lenny Kravitz kind of thing where they're using retro instruments and consoles.
The white shirt.
Them too.
I enjoy this, but the only thing I don't like is that I keep feeling like
when it's about to come in
and start singing.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have another track we can listen to?
Can we just put Joey Belladonna over this?
Really?
Ben only has one video on YouTube.
I liked it a lot. Needs some vocals, though. But
so you
get a singer.
What do you say?
Very mild thrash because I'm waiting for the singer.
All right.
I would agree with Sean. Definitely needs vocals, but I'm liking the music. I like the galloping. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a gallop in a song, that's like...
Rob gallops around the room.
Yeah. Like Bruno earlier. Go on. Oh, so that's a thrash.
I thrash already.
Mid-range thrash.
Okay, a 60.
I wish that we could hear another track, because I feel like that will really tell you what the band, if the band is good or not. Because if their other tracks actually sound different than this one, then I will thrash them. But if not, then I'll trash them.
Okay. Well, I just did a Google search for Baptized in Flames, and it's a Skeleton Witch song, so very poor SEO.
Yeah, terrible.
And also, going with this name of a song by a band that's like new, like just out. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys.
Or maybe they got it from wherever Skeleton Witch got it from.
Yeah, it could be from some
their mind
dumb fantasy book or something.
Some shitty movie Sean hasn't quoted yet.
Right, exactly. Probably something with elves and shit.
Yeah.
Rob, now that you know that they're mismanaging their internet, do you change to a thrash to a trash?
It goes from a mid-range thrash to a just past a 51% thrash.
Do they have a guitar solo over that track?
Oh, the guy in the band is in the chat room.
Oh, awkward.
Yep.
Hmm.
Do they have a guitar solo?
I came up with it before I was the Skeleton Witch.
Oh, that's his band? Really?
Oh, he says it used to be Baptized in Blood, but that was already taken.
That might be just a track he recorded in his basement.
He says it's him and one dude.
Yeah.
Do you do you only have one song recorded?
Let him call in. TV. Fuck that.
Yeah, call into the...
And then we're just waiting for his answer to come up.
Oh, okay.
It was recorded on his iPhone.
What?
Modern technology giving you that retro sound. Oh, his phone's fucked up.
What? Okay, let's
then
not...
Then call us over the internet, man.
That's like crotch tester. It was recorded on a fucked up iPhone inside of a garbage can in mono.
Do you think that's how the first Metallica album was recorded? Why it sounds like that?
Saint Anger was definitely recorded on an iPhone. Geez.
That was like on a shitty razor.
All right, we have a caller. Let's take the caller.
We didn't even finish going around the room.
Screw everyone.
The razor.
Okay, so if you're calling us and you're on hold, say something.
You're no longer on hold.
Yeah.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, it's Vanessa.
Hey.
Wait, no. Who is this and where are you from?
Alex from Norway.
Oh, it's Alex from Norway. All right. How's it going, Alex?
Indeed. It's going great. Nice. The only bad thing is that my parents are sleeping right now, so I got to be real quiet.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. I got to be quiet.
Are you a pirate?
How many cigarettes have you smoked before?
This is Larry King. Peoria.
Enough, at least.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yes, sometimes.
Tune to the chat.
Anyways.
Is this Wolverine?
Anyways.
Are you Batman?
Logan, is that you?
Hey, I gotta be quiet.
Wait, how old are you? How old are you?
Oh,
12.
18.
Are your parents like in the same room?
I don't know. I never age.
They have a book.
No. They're one room besides me.
I'm under the bed.
Yes.
Are you under
I'm under the bed. John Folklorkers.
This is Jimmy Durante's grandson. I'm going.
This is Dean Mustaine.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash. Where are you?
Maybe I should just talk like this.
I like it. I
like Shat.
What?
What are some of your favorite bands?
Baptized in Flame.
Turbo Negro? Turbo Negro?
Megadeth. I really love Toto.
Yes. Yeah.
Toto. Huey Lewis and the News, perhaps.
I want to...
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
There's one thing.
Uh-huh.
I just want to show you my solo project.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure. What, do you have a...
Is this it? Are you recording?
YouTube.com/TheDeathSlicer.
The Dust Riser?
Yeah, it's death and it's S-L-Y-Z-E-R.
What? Are you in the chat?
Dust Slayer.
Slicer.
I have
Slicer?
One of those. It's a great vacuum.
Paste the URL in the chat.
I just bought a...
I'm not in the chat.
Okay.
Wait, everyone quiet.
Spell it one more time.
Spell it out, yeah. YouTube.com/...
All right. D-E-A-T-H-S-L-A-Y-Z-E-R.
S-L-Y-V-E-R.
That's Sliver.
Slither.
S-L-Y. Sliver. I got it. S-L-Y-V-E-R.
Fuck you, Darren. Fuck you, Darren.
What?
Did I say it wrong?
I think you said thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck you is Norwegian for thank you.
Wait, the death slider?
Death Sliver.
Oh, death.
Slither. Slither.
Slither.
Zer. Oh, Z.
Slither.
I really thought I was
doing
it right. I wasn't playing a prank.
Okay,
on you.
Death.
No.
You
can be more wrong.
You have no videos on your.
Oh, it was only four letters away. I could be more wrong.
Strict
death.
Oh my God, you guys are impossible. You know?
After death, spell what comes after death.
Is there an A?
Yes.
Stop talking. Just spell it.
S-L-Y-Z-E-R.
It's covered this.
Maybe it's Flyzer with an F.
S-L-Y-Z-E-R.
No, it doesn't work with an F.
F as in Frank. You got to spell it out with names, like F as in Frank. Do that. Death.
There is a death slider, but there's no videos on his page.
There's no videos.
We got death.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, hey. The death slider.
Oh, the.
Now,
can I ask you, what is a death slicer?
That's just something I came up with.
But it doesn't mean anything.
It's going to be awesome.
I think it's slicer, but you change the spelling like that.
It doesn't mean anything at all.
But
a cool
death,
word.
But this, death slicer doesn't mean anything either.
Is this Pants Brodini?
Slicing death.
He likes
Wait.
To add Z when it
so
doesn't
hold on.
Belong.
There's three tracks. There's Mortal Kombat. Spelled correctly.
Wait,
Street
how,
Fighter 2 Tournament Edition.
How old were you
Android,
when you came up with this?
Pole position.
Tekken 2.
Just now.
3 weeks
ago. Listen to Mortal Kombat.
Soul Calibur.
Right. Mortal Kombat.
There we go. Mortal Kombat. Straight from Norway.
Streets of Rage. Give me fuel, give me fire.
Wow, this is good. Oh, nice.
Oh, it's a cover.
Hey.
There you have it. Death Slicer with Mortal Kombat.
We all fist pump right now?
Hey.
Johnny Cage. Sonya.
Shang Tsung.
They could totally play this on Jersey Shore.
Hey guys, don't waste my time.
What'd you guys think?
I'm beating up the beat.
I wouldn't listen to this on my iPod, but I... Oh, okay.
Oh, there's vocals.
Oh, it's about Mortal Kombat.
Sorry, this wire is terrible.
Hey!
Let's go back a little.
I think the song's about Mortal Kombat, the game.
It's about the game.
Great.
This is like our movie descriptions before, but describing Mortal Kombat instead.
Put in the quarter and play the game! It's funny because his vocal pattern is straight up Ed Channing's with Joe Biafra.
I was thinking more Ugly Kid Joe.
Not the sound, the vocal pattern.
Okay.
I cannot play because my Xbox has a red ring of death!
Hey, guys.
What?
Guys, listen to another song, the one called Android.
Is that about your phone?
Yeah. I just got Android G4G!
Damn it, Darren.
Is this really about the phone, too?
What?
Is this about an Android phone?
Yeah, my Android sucks.
It is about an Android.
phone. Right?
What?
The Android phone?
Android.
No.
A robot.
Phone.
I'm going to pretend it's about the phone. It sounds like if Black Sabbath only had a Casio. In a way, right? Thunder and lightning.
Like Tim Ripper Owen.
I don't know if I have a single coming out. I don't know. I wasn't gonna announce this till later, but this kind of reminded me.
Okay.
It's called Maytag Washing Machine, and it's just all about my washing machine.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I bought it at Best Buy.
What does it sound like?
It's like
it work?
I put my clothes in and they go round and round. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, don't.
Hey, Darren.
Unless you have a washing machine?
Yeah.
I didn't think buildings in Brooklyn.
Hey, Darren.
You're
in one
right
now.
I have a washing machine.
Really?
Darren.
You're in one right now.
Oh, but this is like...
We're not
allowed. Hey, Darren.
You have to put it in and put the water line and then like not tell the landlord.
Okay, yeah. Got to know.
Hey, guys.
I hope he doesn't listen.
Yeah, well, I do.
You're my landlord? Holy shit.
So
what
do we think of Death Slizer? Can I go first?
Go ahead. Dude.
I will give this an epic thrash because I totally admire the fact that you are in your fucking bedroom in Norway creating this.
Have you pooped in Norway yet, Rob? Can he make this happen?
Close. I was in Sweden. I mean, that's like almost there.
Mm. So you're thrashing the technology required to produce this.
No,
I am thrashing,
like
the initiative...
But not the song.
But I mean,
no,
the guy Zorro, I'm sure, had initiative,
the
too.
Mortal Kombat, I thought that was, like, kind of catchy.
I miss the days when people would write songs about things like that, like Anthrax writing about Stephen King books and stuff, right?
Yeah, dude, I'm with it. I give the Death Slizer a thrash.
Okay.
Yeah, I like people from Norway. That one. And I like guys who play video games.
Wait, ask him if he's hot. Why don't you get his...
He's 18 years old.
So?
He's, like, he could
you're
be my
cougar.
Son.
I'm really, 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 really sexy.
You're not interested now?
Okay.
Oh, no.
There we go.
And he sounds like Alexei from Children of Bodom.
It's true. He sounds like he's been drinking whiskey for, like, 30 years or whatever.
I'm really hot.
I'm really, really hot.
Right, just stop while you're ahead.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I'm in the room, and she's not feeling it at all. Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. I was trying. I tried to get you laid there, but it didn't work.
No.
So.
That does not really matter.
And for a one-person project, I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I'll thrash it.
Even though he's really, really, really hot?
No, I'm thrashing it.
Hot. I'm hot.
Okay. I might not have loved the music, but the overall entertainment experience of the phone call combined with the lyrics combined with the name of the band, I'm going to have to thrash it just because it's been an entertaining 15 minutes.
I'm completely in agreement with Sid. I don't even care about what. I don't remember the song at all. Mortal Kombat. Oh, yeah. Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat.
Rob, you just rubbed my leg. That wasn't Bruno.
Oh. Why is your leg so hairy?
Good one.
Nice work, Rob. Wait, so that's not Bruno's labia?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, there it is again. Yeah. You're much taller than Bruno.
He thought that was his wet nose.
Wait, what's this wet spot? Oh, that's the top. Bruno's top.
Mortal Kombat.
Don't put your fingers in his mouth.
All right, cool. Well, Alex in Norway, thank you so much for providing us with a closing and entertaining...
Wait, so then we all thrashed it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
No. Yeah. No? Sean
did. Oh, Sean didn't.
I thrashed the man in the phone call, but the music, not at all.
You don't get a prize. Sorry, it's Sean's fault.
Thanks,
whoa,
Sean.
If it means a prize, I'll thrash it. Give him a fucking prize.
No, it's too late. You can't do that.
I'll mail him one of my own shirts.
Okay. See, Rob, now you don't have to pay for shipping.
Sean, it's
just going to be like a white undershirt with Mortal Kombat written on it.
All right. Well, this has been an entertaining show. Except for the parts where Sean was talking.
That's true. Well, when you're talking like a robot,
Robert.
That was good.
Yeah. Can we get a little more of that, Sean?
Yeah.
Are you still with us?
Yeah.
I am a robot. A goddamn soup. No. Oh, just fuck it.
No, I have to change the sound.
Yeah.
Now sounds better.
The end.
Oh, let's play. Now I kind of have some residue robot because I'm so loud, probably. That I'm just.
Yeah, I already asked you not to yell so hard, but he didn't.
Sorry. Well, I have headphones on. Maybe I should just not wear headphones. And then I would hear it. Okay, that's better. All right, well, let's play this. This is the Lion. Lion
King.
Oh,
right. I forgot all about that.
To close out the show.
Is there a video to go along with
yeah.
it? Yeah. It's already funny without it.
Chibaba.
Chibaba.
Hi, Papa.
Mum, mum.
I think that's the creepiest one when it's just the and then he goes away. It's like, wait, well, what just happened?
How long is this?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
What's the ending?
Why did he put this the whole, like, why didn't he clip it?
Just play Iron Sheik sound effects.
Here.
Good.
Yeah, we wasted a whole 2 minutes on this.
Got to pick him up. I know we're just fucking watching The Lion King right now, all of us.
True. Let's fast forward more. I can't.
What a great movie.
He just called.
Uh-oh.
Even
I mean, this is, we all know what's going to happen. It's going to be the roar guy, right? So, it's like there's no...
There roar! This is the Lion.
Okay, I already got it.
Wow, that was worth it.
I could have just played it over the beginning of that. What was the point of that?
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as I'd hoped.
Yeah, well,
it made me. I think watching it made it funny.
I suppose.
And also because we were waiting for it for so long.
We should do a video podcast just so we can play that clip.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's going to end our show on a high note.
Stop touching me. That's not Bruno. That's me. You just touched my hand.
Really?
Rob, hold her hand. Don't even ask
her.
Just hold hands with him. I feel like we're
grab a titty. Grab a titty, Rob. Grab a titty.
Oh, my God. Noah just reacted with such disgust.
Rob's totally trying
Stop
to grab
it.
A titty right
Don't
now.
Don't touch me.
Oh, now Bruno's into it.
Sexual harassment. I feel like we're back on the B-49.
You're so dirty right now.
grab a titty, Rob.
It was the 82.
Grab Sean's titty. Grab Sean's titty.
Coming in.
Oh, not bad.
Bruno, can you please protect me? Attack. Attack.
No, grab Rob's titty.
He's attacking you.
No, well, grab Rob's titty. Grab Rob's titty.
No, thank you.
I don't just give that up.
How about you grab Rob's titty?
I can't reach it from here.
No,
how about Darren?
Penis.
Grab Darren's titty. Squeeze it.
It's very hard.
Turn it.
It's a masculine breast.
He's got my stomach on.
No, your nipples.
I don't have fat.
Grab
I'm not
going to
play with Darren's nips. That's a bridge too far.
I'm a nipple twister.
You don't play with a man's nips unless you mean it.
Why? I bet Sean would twist Rob's nips.
Go ahead.
No, get out of here.
Would you suck on them?
Well, there's a difference between playing with a man's nips and giving him a purple nurple.
Yeah, that's bad.
What you wanted me to do to Darren was more of a sensual nature.
Yeah,
and I wasn't prepared
like
to
gingerly
do
that. Rubbing.
Everything you do is gingerly.
Okay, Sean, go grab an ice cube and put it on Rob's
tit. That's
true.
I'm comfortable enough in my sexuality that a man can touch me and it won't affect me.
Let's do it. So how? Okay, next week.
If,
you guys have to do a topless.
If Rob touches what? Your tit and fills you up,
topless.
I'll do it.
Wait, we're all doing the show topless.
You'll do the show topless.
You have to do it too.
We'll
no.
All
do. Okay,
no,
then
we'll
all
do the show topless.
I'll do it. I'm fine with that.
It's all or nothing, sweetie.
Why
no,
don't
I
we have to and not you? The whole point was so you would do it, and you said, well, you wouldn't do that, so we're saying we will do
for
it.
Yep.
All right, well, we're asking you to
look, we'll all give each other purple nurples.
Yeah.
We'll do the show topless, and you do it in a bra. How's that?
No.
It's
like a bathing
suit.
No.
I'll do it topless.
Okay, there you go.
You guys are going to do the show topless.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Who cares?
And you wouldn't feel awkward sitting with me?
Not
topless.
At all. Not at all. I wouldn't even look at your breasts.
No, I totally would.
I'd look once.
You'd feel more
I'd,
awkward than I do.
I'd make eye contact so you don't feel uncomfortable. But I'd look when you
that's
look away.
That's so considerate, Darren. Thank you.
I know.
I feel like we're engaging in rape by deception.
Well, who's being deceived?
But there, I just want to say that there won't be behind-the-scenes video of that.
We'll censor it.
Yeah, that's true. We could put a black bar.
Can I wear pasties?
I think yes. No, I would go for that. I think we all should wear pasties.
I just don't understand why women need to cover up tits anyway. It's just the same
they
thing
don't
as
need
us.
To.
Like, fat guys have bigger tits than most chicks.
They just might get a cut in the door.
They don't let those go, though. Fat guys wear T-shirts.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me, man?
At the beach.
I remember when I was in junior high school, we went on our senior trip to King's Dominion in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, in our grade, there was a very fat kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the middle of summer, or it was the beginning of summer anyway. And it was very hot, and he was walking around shirtless. And one of the vendors came over to him and said, "Sir, could you please put your shirt back
wow.
on? Families are complaining."
Wow.
And this was like, what, 13-year-old kid. He was tall and really
did
fat
he have, like,
for his
saggy
age.
Saggy boobs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was ginormous.
Yeah, all right.
But, like, he was it ruined.
It was
like,
more
his
about
day
the
was
whole
ruined.
Thing,
it was just
was
a big
just...
fat kid flopping around. Oh, nobody wanted to look
shit.
At that.
But it wasn't really about the tits. It was more just like you.
The whole look.
Slovenly.
But,
like,
yeah.
Shit.
It's like, sir, come on. Just a family establishment. Put those away.
I vaguely remember you telling me
yeah.
that.
Oh, he was mortified.
Did you go up and laugh at him?
No.
I feel like you would.
I know. That was one of the kids that I felt bad for. I didn't goof on.
Did you have lunch with him?
No. He was in a different class. But he was one of my friends was in that class, so I knew him through that friend.
Oh.
So, only barely, but it's still. Even at that age, I was like, wow, that's harsh.
Why is the After Dark music?
That poor
yeah, too.
I might have joked behind his
I'm
back. He was also blasting that out of his boombox. So.
Because nothing's an obstacle to me except a staircase.
Wow. We need to get her impregnated by Shlomo. Have we discussed this?
Oh,
this needs to happen.
That would be amazing.
His mom would
of
be
course.
Really upset.
Only if we could
I don't
watch.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to help. What do you mean, watch? We'd have to, like, airlift him onto that thing.
You know, I really wish that she would do
why?
A
what?
Podcast that we can call into with Shlomo sound effects.
Oh.
And see how she would react to it.
Let's just get her on the phone and have a real conversation with her instead of pranking
we've
her.
We've got to get her before Tosh gets her.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
My rape show bar ain't handicapped.
Can you talk to her agent?
Sure. I'll YouTube her.
She's
yeah,
got
you know,
the same representation as Andrew WK, I think.
She yeah. has a YouTube that, like, she posts her own videos, so it's easy to just send her a message.
Yeah.
See if she wants to call into the box.
Oh. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. That means Rob won't do it.
You guys can do it.
I'll
Sean.
Do it.
We don't have the,
have
the cachet
account?
Of
it's not my site.
A web developer for metalinjection.net.
Yes, I do.
You have the cachet. I definitely do not have cachet.
I just recently got the Facebook.
So it's called Kashi.
Oh, dear God.
Kashi.
Kashi.
Oh,
I like,
right.
I like when they say that we have cookies.
Who?
When the websites say.
Oh.
I have cookies stored. And then I say, where do I have cookies stored?
In your private area.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, you have cookies, right?
No, I don't have those anymore.
Look, Death Slicer just joined the chat.
Finally.
Well, now
like
we know how to
a,
spell it.
I just glanced at it. I thought it's a Death Seltzer.
I never tried that flavor.
I'm going to start a line of seltzer called Death Seltzer.
Marketed towards the metal community?
Yeah.
Death Seltzer.
sodium free.
All right. Let's get out of here. Do we have an outro song?
Yes, we do. Oh. We have a song that was a band that was mentioned on the live cast today that is one of my favorites.
Toto?
No, but we've already played Toto on the air. That's why I declined that.
Charles Bronson?
No. It's a little Huey Lewis and the News.
Tip to be square?
And no, this is a song from the Back to the Future soundtrack called The Power of Love.
Cynic like that.